Certificates to Abbey Carpets and More. Log on to shopwheelerdealer.com where you buy local and save big.
You work hard and the clothes you wear work just as hard. This is Don Dreyer, and for clothes that put in a hard day's work, come to Willis Shoe & Boot where you'll find Wolverine and Walls workwear. At Willis Shoe & Boot, you'll find traditional insulated coveralls and coats, hooded jackets, vests, denim and fleece-lined work shirts, hooded sweatshirts, and thermal work shirts. For clothes that work as hard as you do, come to Willis Shoe & Boot, 379 North Walnut, Grand Island.
When it comes to footwear, there's one good name to know. Come get the best, come make the stop at Willis Shoe & Boot.
The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school football.
Rolling to his right, looking to throw. Cremosta underneath. The ball is picked off. And this is going to be a defensive touchdown for Gibbon. And taking it in is Garrett Stroh.
One back in the backfield is going to be James Deep. He'll get the handoff. Bounces to the outside, to the 50, down the 45. Now has an angle, has a seam. He has it at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Bryce James, 58 yards.
Today, it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Football Championship from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
There's a Grant Schmidt with the ball, hands it away to a Seeley, cuts back, Seeley to the 10, to the 5-yard line. He takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Dayton Seeley takes it in for St. Cecilia from 15 yards out.
And they will give it to Best off the right side. Good seal block on the end. 15, cuts back 10, he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Christian Best.
Six programs will hoist the state title trophy this season, and you can hear every game right here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon from Memorial Stadium, high above Tom Osborne Field. Game number 5 of the 6 state championship games from the Nebraska School Activities Association State Football Playoffs. Good afternoon, Craig Eckert along with Tyson Hivronik. And we are looking forward to the C1 final between Ashland Greenwood and Boone Central Newman Grove. Neither team has tasted defeat yet this year. Your pregame show is brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. You can contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The collectively teams have outscored their opponents. Ashland has outscored its opponents collectively this year, 514-107. And Boone Central Newman Grove has outscored its opponents collectively 489-152. So based on that, that is a powerful statement that both teams deserve to be here this afternoon and face one another. Unfortunately, sometimes a good matchup doesn't turn into a great matchup on the championship field. We've had some really talked to Doug Duda coming in today, and Doug was saying that they've had only one game was not decided by midway through the fourth quarter, and I certainly understand that the teams want to get a decision as soon as they can, especially if they're the ones out front. But for the spectators who are not necessarily partisan one way or the other, be nice to have a nail-biter here in one of these two final games.
Well, I tell you what, Craig, you look back at this just last game, Aquinas Catholic, when they took on Hardington Cedar Catholic. Aquinas Catholic was able to come away with that victory by the score of 40-6. Of course, you look back at the 8-man ranks in yesterday's action. Exeter Milligan taking down Anselmo Myrna 40-26. And what was it was a fairly good game early on. Exeter Milligan really not pulling away until the fourth quarter. And then in D1 yesterday afternoon, Hemingford just rolling over Bernie Davenport Shickley 52-8. And then last night in Class A, of course, the big, strong Omaha North team led by Calvin Strong was able to beat Creighton Prep by the score of 41-0. So you're exactly right. We haven't had that close game yet, but I think that we are going to get a good one. When we took a look at these 6 state championships, I circled C1 as a match that I thought would be probably the prime game of all six of them.
Our high school football state presenting sponsors include Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, and DinsdaleAuto.com, along with AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts located in Kearney, or online at agxcel.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil. And by Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, huskerpowerproducts.com. Well, you hear that familiar Sirius in the background, perhaps, as they do it up right here for the young folks who are playing in the game and for the spectators who came to support their respective teams. And they're doing a version, state football championship version, of the tunnel walk. And what a thrill it is, I'm sure, for the young men to be able to play on the storied Tom Osborne Field, which is in superb shape. What a great afternoon. If the polar vortex would have waited 1 week, this could have been an interesting day or days. But contrasted with the semifinals that were played in atrocious conditions in most cases, this is going to be a great afternoon for football.
Should be a great afternoon. We're looking at temperatures around the 50-degree mark, and then you mentioned it, the University of Nebraska just doing it upright for the high school football championships. I don't care if you're 14 or 48, when you hear that tunnel walk sound, it still brings chills down to your chills down to the bones, and it's such a thrill for these high school kids to be playing on where the Huskers play. Everybody in Nebraska grows up idolizing the Nebraska Cornhusker football team, has dreams of playing on this field, and now they get an opportunity to do it for a high school state championship. What an absolute thrill. And we talked about that before. We got a heck of a ball game here. Two undefeated teams are going to be squaring off for that C1 championship.
And I think that's one of the things and one of the reasons we love doing all six championship games, no matter if there is a Tri-Cities team involved or not. The fact of the matter is that you hear some of these names and you hear them farther down the line. You hear a Drew Ott, you know, not necessarily playing for the Huskers, but he'll be trying to tackle the Huskers on Friday for Iowa and a few things like that. You hear those names and you follow these young men, and they all have a dream. The dream starts, I think, with playing varsity football at the high school level, and then driving their varsity team as best they can into the playoffs and maybe ending up here in Memorial Stadium.
And one of those names that we might be hearing this afternoon on Saturdays is going to be the quarterback for Boone Central, Newman Grove. He's easily one of the best players in all of Class C1. It's a man by the name of Wyatt Mazur, Craig. He really does it all offensively. He averages 388 yards passing per game. He's also the Cardinals' leading rusher with 1,378 yards rushing, passing for 1,740 yards through the air. So this guy can do it all. Wyatt Mazur, an electric player, he has to be the key for Ashland Greenwood to stop this afternoon.
And as the on-field introductions begin, let's set the starting lineups or the starters, both offensively and defensively, for both teams. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. And as the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays, coached by Ryan Thompson, take the field, here's the whole enchilada. Here's everybody that you're going to hear this afternoon, offense and defense, including Tyler Craven, the wideout, 6'1", 175-pound senior. Ben Steele, tight end, 6'3", 205, and a junior. Bryce Kudemelka, the quarterback and linebacker, 6'1", 180, and a senior. Eric Kosowski, linebacker, 5'10", 175, and a junior. Walker Fisher, one of the safeties, 5'10", 170, and a senior. Corey Washburn, wideout, 5'10", 165, and a senior. Ryan Schuster, the fullback, 5'10", 205, and a senior. Jacob Tien, the other wideout, 5'11", 165, and a sophomore. Connor Adams, safety, 5'10", 140, and a junior. Dawson Grell, a safety, 5'8", 135, and a junior. Austin McWilliams, 5'10", 165, and a junior. He'll be playing safety defensively. Brody Elliott, one of the tight ends, 5'10", 165, and a senior. Trevor Nicholson, he's the running back. You're going to hear his name a lot. He's got just a skosh under 1,400 yards this year, 5'10", 180, and a sophomore, sophomore. Willie Beard is at center. He's 5'11", 220, and a junior. And also we have for Ashland Greenwood, Brett Cottrell, guard, 6'3", 245, and a sophomore. Luke Kraft, 6'3", 195, and a junior on the defensive end. Kalen Day, the other defensive end, is 6', 190, and a junior. Cole Ireland, offensive tackle, 6'2", 240, and a sophomore. Now catch the size of those next three guys. Alex DeGarmo, offensive tackle, 6'1", 300 pounds. He's a senior. Colin Rober, offensive tackle, 245, and a senior. And Skyler Sherman, defensive tackle, 6', 315, and a senior. The other tight end is Trevor Buzenitz, and Trevor is 6', 185, and a junior. That's your Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays, one of the contenders in C1 this afternoon. The Cardinals from Bruin Central, Newman Grove, are coached by Arnold Johnson, likewise undefeated, outscoring their opponents 489 to 152 this year so far. Of course, they beat Kearney Catholic 34-7 in the last game of the season, and an identical 34-7 score was put up by Ashland Greenwood over Cozad in their last game. So both coming off 34-7 wins. Justin Lee, split end, 5'8", 140, and a senior. Scott Kettler, defensive back, 6'2", 185. Travis Kennedy, linebacker, 6'6", 200 pounds, and a senior. Evan Strubling, 6', 150, and a senior at defensive back. Parker Wallen, another defensive back, 5'10", 155, and a senior. And Garrett Temme, tight end, 6'6", 230, and a senior. Zach Glidden, split end, 6'5", 6'5", 200 pounds, and a senior. Wyatt Mazur, the quarterback, is 5'9", 195, and a senior. Mark O'Brien, running back, 5'9", 155, senior. Colton Pelster, the other runner, 5'9", 210, and a senior. Joseph Brueger, defensive back, 5'10", 185. Keaton Henry, tight end, 6'2", 220. Colt Mangus, tight end, 6'3", 205, and a senior. Matthew Brueger at linebacker, 6'2", 195, and a senior. Justin Christensen, 5'10", 155, and a senior. Jacob Krings, defensive tackle, 5'11", 255, and a junior. Noah Widener, 5'11", on the offense, or the defensive line, rather, 5'11", 185, and a senior. Brent Jansen, defensive tackle, 6'1", 200 pounds, and a senior. Michael Lipker, the other defensive tackle, 6'2", 295, and a senior. Kyle Mock, offensive lineman, 5'10", 170, and a senior. Joe O'Brien, offensive line, 6', 240, and a junior. Elaine Cornwell, on the defensive side of the ball, 6'4", 230, and a senior. The on-field introductions have taken place. The on-field coin toss has taken place. And the results of that, Tyson, again?
Yeah, Boone Central, Newman Grove defers, so Ashland Greenwood will receive to begin this C1 state championship game.
All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes with the kickoff for today's C1 championship. After this, you're listening to C1 state championship football on ESPN's Superstation 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
All right, let's check the field conditions this afternoon, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegers. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weegers, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Hey, field conditions, it's Memorial Stadium. It's Tom Osborne Field. The field itself is perfect with that synthetic blend turf. The wind is out of the south at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, so the south stadium is where the wind is coming from, and it is where the Cardinals will kick away from as the game gets underway here momentarily, and as Ashlyn Greenwood awaits the reception. That's your field conditions brought to you by Craig Weegers, Pioneer Seed. And as we approach the kickoff here in a few seconds, as we're waiting for the TV folks to give the go-ahead to kick off here, I want to remind you that you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
Ashlyn Greenwood, a team that's averaging 43 points per game. Boone Central Newman Grove averaging 41 points per game. Defensively, Boone Central Newman Grove averages 12 points against. Ashlyn Greenwood averaging only 8 points against on the 2014 campaign. Can you ask for a much more even football game than we've got this afternoon, Craig?
Well, no. But the point has been well made that even teams coming in sometimes don't play evenly at the state championship in the game. And so we'll just wait and see what happens. It's been a tournament whose success has been marked by hanging on to the football. Turnovers have played a huge mark in the outcome so far in the first four games here at Memorial Field on Tom Osborne, Memorial Stadium, I should say, on Tom Osborne Field. Okay, they have said they're ready. And the Cardinals will put the leg to it. Kicking off will be Kyle Kramer, backup quarterback for the Cardinals. And the receivers are standing back at their respective 15-yard line. That's a squib kick. It's taken at about the 19-yard line. And they say that a penalty marker down, because it may be that, well, it was an offside call. That's what it was. Cardinals offside on the squib kick. They wanted to open it up by taking possession, by choosing to kick off, deferring to the second half and take possession. But that ain't going to happen because they got flagged on it. And so now they're going to mark them back and make him kick it over.
Looks like this time.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Here's what happened. They're going to tee it up. I think the ball fell off the tee as he was kicking it. And so they're going to give him another shot. So you get a do-over. You don't get too many do-overs in football, but there, without a flag, there it is. Kyle Kramer will kick it off again. Okay, there it goes. Legitimate line drive to about the 5-yard line, coming back the other way. And stutter-stepping at the 20 and taking it out to beyond the 20-yard line is Dawson Grell, the wide receiver. And it'll be first and 10 for Ashlyn Greenwood, coming off a 34-7 win over Cozad last week.
And
the ball is spotted at the 26.
Leading the Ashlyn Greenwood offense onto the field, senior quarterback Bryce Kudamilka, who we'll hear plenty from as we move along throughout the broadcast today.
Kudamilka to Nicholson will be the tandem that we'll hear a lot. Everybody is in tight. I formation, there's Nicholson, and Nicholson charges forward for about 3 yards. He'll get up to the 29-yard line, tackled by a host of Cardinals. In the lead there, Michael Lipker, defensive tackle coming in on that. And it'll bring up second down and 7 yards to go for the Blue Jays. Now they send trips wide to the right side, an offset eye. Now they go to the deuce. And a shotgun formation with one man standing in the backfield with Kudamelka. Nicholson, I think, is right off is the inside man on that triple wide receiver set. They fake the handoff, though. They give it to the fullback. He'll charge forward across the 30 to about the 31 or 2-yard line. And again, look at the tackle by Michael Lipker, the defensive tackle, 295, 6'2", and a senior. So it's going to be second down and 4 yards to go. The ball is spotted at the 33-yard line. And again, they go trips to the right side. And Nicholson, the famed running back with almost 1,400 yards this year, is split as the inside man on the triple wide receiver set to the right. One man is out wide to the left. Again, they go into the pistol formation. There's the snap, the zone read, and the give is to Grell, and Grell is going to get strung out, and no gain. Dawson Grell, the 5'8", 135-pound wide receiver, they tried to go with him after the zone read, and he didn't get anything. It'll be a punting situation indicated here for Ashland Greenwood. And standing back to do the kicking is Ben Still. He'll stand inside his 20-yard line. The return men standing at their respective 42-yard line, one of whom is Zach Glidden. And the other one, I think, is Wyatt Mazur. And it's a high kick, and it bounces at the 45. Takes a Boone Central Newman Grove bounce and goes out of bounds at the 45-yard line in Ashland Greenwood territory.
One of the scariest situations if you're on the punt coverage or if you're on the receiving team, I should say rather, is when you get a kind of a high, lofty punt like that that's coming up way shorter than you expect it to, and suddenly your return man is yelling at you to get out of the way. But again, it takes a hop, scoots out of bounds, and Boone Central Newman Grove will have a great field position here to start their first drive.
Okay, Mazur is under center. Brugger is the man who dots the I, and the quarterback will keep it and gets to the right side, maybe about 2-3 yards. We'll see where they spot the ball. They'll mark it back from where he wanted it, of course, but they'll put it at the 42-yard line of Ashland Greenwood. Wyatt Mazur is a senior. He's 5'9", 195. And that was a keeper all the way.
He's quick too, Craig, and he faked like he was going to do a handoff, but he had about 3 yards separation. He makes a quick little spin move and ends up picking up 4 yards. He is quick on his feet.
They put him in the gun with a wing to the right side, man standing left and right. Fake the handoff to one man, and a penalty will slow everything up, and it comes to a stop here, and it looks like maybe either a formation or movement on the offense. And it'll be a 5-yard mark off against Boone Central Newman Grove. And that'll spot the ball back outside the 45, 47-yard line. Just nosing the 47-yard line. Second down coming. And 11 yards to go. Mazur standing back inside his territory. Fakes it one way. Now goes left. Gets to the 45. Mazur to the 40, 35, 30, 20, 15. Mazur inside the 15 and hauled down at the 12-yard line. Nice play there by the defender, Corey Washburn. The quarterback caught up with him. And a long run there by Wyatt Mazur sets Boone Central Newman Grove in the red zone.
And look what Wyatt Mazur is doing here. And a nice stiff arm move there. And then his vision here on the sideline, how he's able to cut through a couple defenders, pick up an additional 6 yards, and the Cardinals are in the red zone.
High formation and the handoff straight ahead to the fullback. He'll struggle forward right to the 10-yard line and give him about a 2-yard gain on that. Second down and 8 coming. They can get a first down before they get into the end zone. First down markers at the 2-yard line. In the north end zone. 8:24 to go, first period. We got no score here. And this is the first possession for the Cardinals. Boone Central Newman Grove. They held Ashland Greenwood to a 3-and-out earlier. I formation, slot man off the wing to the right side. Mazur looks things over. Checks the play. Under center. Toss to the left side and picking his way down inside the 8 to about the 7 or 6 yard line. is Joseph Brueger. And Brueger will make it third down coming. And about 3 yards to go when all is said and done. I guess about 5 yards to go. They didn't give as much as I thought.
And Brueger, he hasn't had to do a whole lot offensively for the Cardinals because Wyatt has been so dynamic for the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals. But he's got 682 yards on the season, found the touch end zone 9 times. So he's a good little back in his own right.
Dots the eye. They fake it to him. Mazur keeps it, fires into the end zone. He's got a man. Touchdown. That's Glidden in the end zone. 6-0. Boone Central Newman Grove. First drive of the game.
Nice bootleg out there by Wyatt Mazur. He's able to buy some time, fire it across the end zone. And it's just, if you give receivers like Zach Glidden, who was a senior wide receiver, got 6'5 on him, and he's in the corner of the end zone in a size mismatch type of situation, you're going to be able to find some success. Perfect play call for Arnie Johnson's troops.
If you can catch the ball, I'll take 6'5", 200 in any level of wide receiver. The kicker is Kyle Kramer, and he'll try for the conversion with 7:25 to go in the first. Kick is up. Kick is good, and Boone Central Newman Grove draws first blood on a short field drive after a punt that gave them great field position nearly in, I guess it was in Ashland Greenwood territory. And it's a 7-0 lead, and we're back in a half a minute. You're listening to the C1 State Championship on ESPN 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
All right, so for one possession, one score, and it is Boone Central Newman Grove out front of Ashland Greenwood. And so let's see whether or not the Blue Jays can answer the cards.
You mentioned it a little bit in the pregame show, Craig. Special teams and turnovers, when you have two teams that are this similar playing each other on the field, and we hear it all the time from coaches during our pregame show interviews, and we think, oh, that's just coach talk, that's coach speak, that's cliche. But special teams and turnovers, when you're in a ball game of this caliber, can prove to be critical. And when you give a team like Boone Central Newman Grove 45 yards to work with, that just really plays well into their hand. They go four plays for 45 yards and get on the board first.
And here's what I'm saying. You're in the state championship game. You got a kid that ran for 1,400 yards for you. He didn't get the ball one time. They faked it to him one time. He was split out. To me, this is where you come in. Do what got you here. Mm-hmm. If you got to do something else, try it later after you kind of get your sea legs a little bit. Anyhow, that's my coach speak for now. The Blue Jays will get the ball back. They're down 7-0 now. They're holding the football. And there comes Kramer, and he gives it a ride to about the 7-yard line. Coming back the other way again is Grill. Across the 20, 25, Grill to the 30, up to the 34-yard line. Grill is tackled by Parker Wallen, the defensive back and special teams player for Boone Central Newman Grove. And it'll be first and 10 for Ashland Greenwood trying to answer the bell now. Down 7-0 early in the going here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Just basically underway. Each team has had the ball one series. Ashland Greenwood had to give it up after three. And Boone Central Newman Grove drove it 48 yards for a touchdown. Now, let's see what they come up with. They stay in that spread with Nicholson now coming in motion wide to the right side. Keeper by the quarterback, Kudamelka. And he'll get it out to close to the 40-yard line. And that was a nice gain. Slow developing play, but he picked his holes well and got a 5-yard gain. Second and 5 coming.
Really good job so far from Boone Central Newman Grove. One of the things that defenses have to be prepared for when they're playing a team that likes to run this spread option is just staying with your assignments and not over-pursuing.
Schuster, the fullback, they fake it to him. Then he fires a slant in, complete at the 50, down to the 48-yard line. Corey Washburn was the recipient And so Ashland Greenwood gets its first down of the afternoon after going three and out in their first series. Kudamelka has everybody in a spread looking to the sidelines. They're in the quick spread offense. And we'll see whether or not they're going to start unleashing Trevor Nicholson on anybody yet. Nicholson is still the closest man in from the trips to the right side. Pistol formation. Kudamilka fakes it one way. Now fires deep. He's got a man on the sideline and just overshoots his intended receiver, Tyler Craven, 6'1", 175-pound senior, just over his hands by about a yard. So they're not afraid to sling the ball around, apparently. Very multiple offense we've seen so far.
Well, he likes Tyler Craven. He's had 11 touchdown receptions for the Blue Jays this season. Another target that Kudamelka likes to go to, their tight end, Ben Stilley. He's got 10 touchdown receptions on the season. So pretty balanced offense. And now after we saw, what, six plays in a row, run plays, we've seen a couple pass plays here from the Blue Jays.
I formation, Nicholson dots the I. Kudamelka comes up under center this time. He's got a slot man to the right side. Fake it to the fullback. Well, they give it to the fullback. Ball's on the ground. Boone Central's got it. Falling on it is Brent Jensen, the defensive tackle. And there's a turnover after a three and out and a poor kick. And Boone Central has the ability now to go up two scores.
It just looked like the fullback, Craig, never got a clean grasp on the football. He hit him up high in the shoulder pads. The ball just bounced out right in front of number 61 there for Boone Central, Newman Grove Jansen, to fall on it for a turnover. And now again, great field position for the Cardinals to work with, and we still got 6:19 to go.
So there again, you've been in the pistol and the gun. Now you crowd things up, and the first handoff is fumbled. Maryland I. Mazur under center. Goes to Brueger. Brueger, the tailback, gets into Ashland Greenwood territory down to the 49-yard line. That'll be a pickup of three. Second down, seven coming.
Great wrap-up there for Ashland Greenwood. That's Kudamilka on the stop. Gris goes, gets the legs and maybe saves maybe 4 or 5 yards. Nice tackle there.
Travis Kennedy goes out as split end, and now they come with everybody tight and a double wing. Shotgun formation. Mazur has a man in motion. Jet sweep left side, turning it upfield for about 2 yards. And getting tackled is Damian Backus, the running back and wide receiver, 5'10", 160-pound junior. And it brings up a third down and about 6 yards to go for Boone Central Newman Grove. Out front 7-0 here in this young ball game. 5:21 to go in the first period. You're listening to State High School Championship Football on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Trips to the left side in a bunch. Shotgun. Mazur fires downfield. He's got a man out in the flat. And tackled after the first down plus 5 yards is Travis Kennedy, the 6'6", 200-pound senior again. Boy, they've got some long, tall receivers.
And Travis Kennedy, he seems to be the deep ball threat for Wyatt Mazur. He's got 9 touchdown receptions on the season for this Boone Central Newman Grove offense. And, yeah, he definitely, you could just see how their size at receiver is playing to their advantage early on in this ball game.
Keaton Henry, the tight end, split out wide to the right side. Kyle Kramer to the left. And Mazur keeps the ball out of the gun and gets down inside the 25, down to the 20-yard line. He's tackled over there by Bryce Kudamelka again.
And that's one thing that Boone Central Newman Grove on this read option defense has done so well. That time you saw two Ashland Greenwood defenders. They went for the ball. They went for the halfback instead of the ball carrier, who was Wyatt Mazur, and he ends up, he got about 7 more yards of separation on that play and ends up churning his legs, gets an extra 5. So far, great offensive game plan here by Boone Central.
So again, Mazur with the largest chunk of yardage. He set up the touchdown last time with a nice run. This time, same thing. First and 10 now, 20-yard line, Mazur. Back to pass, pulls the ball down, scrambles right side, fires into the end zone, got a man, touchdown! Travis Kennedy. And it is now 13-0, Boone Central on top of Ashland Greenwood early in this ball game.
biggest advantages having a scrambling quarterback like Wyatt Mazur is his ability to buy time for his receivers. That one on Kennedy there, he was not open until the very end of that play, and it was because Wyatt Mazur was able to scramble around in the pocket, create some time for his receiver to get open, and again, it's the big Tyler Kennedy in the corner of the end zone. Looked a deja vu for Boone Central Newman Grove.
Big time play by Wyatt Mazur. Big time. Here comes the extra point attempt. Kramer gets it up, and it looks good to me. Looks good. No, it looks no good to the referee, so it'll remain 13 to nothing. That's why I don't have a striped shirt on today. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to high school football on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And it is time for Boone Central to kick off again. Mr. Kramer is having quite a day with a couple of kickoffs and one for two in extra points. And now Ashlyn Greenwood, I think they got to get back to meat and potatoes. They got to hand the ball off to the guy that got the 1,400 yards, get stable, get some first downs, and then go deep. We've seen that they can throw the ball, but that obviously is not how you get things stabilized when you're already down by 13 points with 4:05 to go in the first period of play.
Well, I think maybe the biggest thing for Ashlyn Greenwood right now is not to get to a, oh no, here we go again scenario situation. Remember, they were in the state title game last year playing Cozad, and a Cozad team that just rolled them. They got to get some confidence built up on this drive, Craig.
Here's Kramer's kick, and it's off the side of his foot to the right side. And it is taken again by Ashlyn Greenwood. This time Nicholson's got it across the 30. 35 is where he's going to get stopped. In on the tackle there for the Cardinals was Parker Wallen. Did you see him cut at about the 33-yard line? I mean, it was a 45-degree hack. And, man, I'll tell you what, if he can show that running from the line of scrimmage, they ought to be doing that.
Well, I tell you what, we watched Nicholson in warm-ups, Craig, and we were pretty impressed with what we saw. His not only ability to cut, but his overall burst of speed. He's got that ability to just turn on the jets.
Okay, we've got a slot man to the left side. Kudamilka checks the sideline for the play. I formation. Nicholson dots the eye. They fire in the flat. It is complete for about a 7-yard gain. Taking it up is Corey Washburn to nearly the 45-yard line. So they're not listening to us.
They clearly don't have our headsets. That's a Washburn's second reception,
clearly
though.
Clearly do not. It is second down and 1 yard to go. Ashlyn Greenwood trying to get something going here, down by 13. They would feel a lot better with one more, one score here at least. Pitch, Nicholson, right side. Can't find a true gap, but does get beyond the first down marker, and there's a penalty marker down back at the 45-yard line. I think that one's coming back.
It's in the area of the holding, Craig.
And it is holding. And the spot foul was about the 45-yard line, so we'll see if they ring it up as a second and 10. They're standing at the 45-yard line of Ashlyn Greenwood. And Boone Central Newman Grove tells them, mark it back, please. And they do, and it goes back 10 yards. And it is second down and 10, the ball at the 35-yard line. They've got to get up now beyond the, got to get beyond the 45-yard line for the first down. That run by Nicholson was a first down, but it was a hold-aided run. That's not a good kind.
You mentioned before that he's only had one carry up to that point in this football game. It's baffling why he only has a one carry at this point at the 3:08 mark in the first quarter.
His fullback is Schuster. Wide outs to the left side in the slot. Handoff to Schuster. They fake it to him. Kudamilka has it. Option pitch. And Nicholson has the first down at the 45-yard line. That was a nice-looking option play. Kuda Milka executed that superbly.
There's been a few teams on that have played on this football field that have executed that option play just like that. That's perfect. You wait till the very last possible second, right before you take that hit. You know you're going to take that hit, and you make a perfect pitch. Great
but
play.
But I'll tell you what, on both on the defensive side of things, on both those runs, the defensive people wrapped up and took him down. He got no yards after contact on either of those, even the one where he got called back on holding. First and 10 now, 45, and the fullback Schuster will take the handoff on the trap up to the 50-yard line. There's one we've seen on this field quite often, too, that first down trap play. Sometimes they spring it, sometimes they get five, and they'll take the five.
And again, so far, balanced play calling. That's what I'm noticing about Ashland Greenwood and their offense. They like to make that quick pop over to Corey Washburn on a slant route if it's available, but then they're kind of going to lull you to sleep with that run game, pounding it up the middle, and then maybe they're going to try to break a big play because we've seen a couple big play attempts from the Ashland Greenwood.
Tyler Craven is in the slot under center with the I formation. Kuda Milka takes it to the fullback, fires now. He's got a man. There may be a flag there at about the 25-yard line. And, boy, I'll tell you what, there's a case to be made for that Ashland Greenwood crowd reaction. It was an incompleted pass at the 25-yard line. I was so busy watching the intended receiver, Tyler Craven, Corey Washburn get tangled up that
Is one of those situations. I mean, was it deemed uncatchable? Was it too far over his head? Because there certainly was contact right in front of us.
I didn't see that indication. Offset eye now. Kuda Milka pitches. Nicholson, right side, can't find the cutback. Now he's got the outside at the 40, 35, 30. Nicholson, 25, and outside, knocked out of bounds at the 22-yard line.
Figured out who's in the booth next to us. That's the Ashland Greenwood coaches. We were trying to figure out who was in the booth next to us. They are pumping their fist because that was an impressive play. And, again, the ability for Nicholson to make some cuts. And look at him dancing down the sidelines, tiptoeing, getting the extra yards. This is an impressive back. And, again, only a sophomore, Craig.
Good-looking running back. I formation. He dots the I. And, again, in the slot is Washburn to the left. Wide receiver is Craven left. Handoff goes to Nicholson. Nicholson's got some running room down to the 10. Powers past one man and gets to the 10-yard line. Finally, fallen upon there by Kyle Kramer. And it'll be first and 10 from just outside the, second and one from just outside the 10. They have to get inside the 10 for the first down. And they probably have three downs to do so. Second and about one to go. I formation, handoff again. Schuster, the fullback, he's going to lose a yard or two. Back out to the 12. Nice play there defensively by Boone Central Newman Grove. Coming up on the run blitz was Colton Pelster from the linebacker spot. And he nailed him for about a 2-yard loss. Third down and 2 yards to go.
Before this drive began, we mentioned we had to get the ball. We had to see Trevor Nicholson get the football. He's had now four carries for 55 yards. And most of those yards coming on this very drive.
Third and three, offset high, offset eye. Schuster now goes in motion, goes to the left side, off tackle. Hand off, Nicholson cuts back, got the first down. Then some, five, Nicholson, touchdown. Touchdown, Ashland Greenwood. And we got a ball game. The Blue Jays now within seven.
Nice cut back by Trevor Nicholson. He was trying to go off to the left side. Boone Central Newman Grove brings everybody to the left side. He sees it's not there. Little just kind of shifts the car the other way around and takes it all the way to the side of the end zone. Great vision, great run by Trevor Nicholson.
Still is in for the extra point. The holder is Kosuski kneeling at the 10-yard line. It is 13-6. The kick is up, and the kick lifts through. Got it. It is 13-7, and the Blue Jays crawl back into this thing. And I think we got a good one here. We'll see the kickoff by Ashland Greenwood coming up next on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com with your score. Boone Central, Newman Grove 13, Ashland Greenwood 7.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Well, finally, Ashland Greenwood got a drive put together, and it was a beauty. But they did unleash their weapon, the 1,400-yard on the season running back, Trevor Nicholson, who is a 5'10", 180-pound sophomore. But he looks like a senior who ought to be looking at Letterman Kent Day. But, man, I'll tell you what, he led the way there. Even had one nice run called back. And here comes the kickoff by Ashland Greenwood. It's a short one. It's going to bounce at the 30-yard line. And it is taken there by a wide receiver for the Cardinals. That is Zach Glidden. And he falls forward. Gets a couple of yards, and it'll be first and 10 at the 35-yard line. Ball just nosing the 35-yard line for Boone Central Newman Grove. And so the Cardinals will see if they can take flight now going south to north. There's only 27 seconds to go in the first period of play. High school football, presenting sponsors of our Road to Lincoln, and now that we're here, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Motors, Stolly Park and South Webb Road. There's the snap, and Mazur has it. He'll keep it, gets across the 40. He's in the open at midfield. Mazur at the 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Boone Central Newman Grove. And quick as a hiccup, they are back out by two scores.
Did you have the radar gun on him? I think he might have been pulled over for speeding on the Lincoln Freeway. He got out to the outside, and there wasn't anybody that was even within 10 yards of catching him. He is quick when he hits on those afterburners.
Wow. He really is. It's impressive. You get kind of wrapped up here at Memorial Stadium watching the replay. And that one I did in on purpose. I wasn't distracted. I was trying to see that thing because I tell you what, you're right. He picks him up and lays him down, and someone would said left him in the aisles. Kramer in for the extra point. He's 1-for-2 this afternoon. With a 19-7 lead. Now it's a fake. They're going to go for two. The holder has it, and he fires into the end zone, and it is caught for the two-point conversion. That was Scott Kettler, the holder, who fired the ball, and I think that was Colt Mangus who caught the two-point conversion. And so it is straight up. That's who it was, Colt Mangus, and it is a straight-up two scores, 21-7 lead for Boone Central Newman Grove, and they're going to kick off next when we come back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
It'll be another kickoff by Kyle Kramer. Sets it up at the 40-yard line. He's going to have as many kickoffs here as one of the home team. Kyle Kramer has now completed one of two attempts and did a nice job on the fake there as his holder, Scott Kettler, came up out of the kneel. He's a split end by trade. And found his man in the end zone for the two-point conversion. Now there's a short kick, goes to the right side. They're going to let it roll out of bounds. There's a penalty marker. And they will move the ball upfield a couple of yards. And it'll be decent field position for Ashland Greenwood. But they've got to have the wind out of their sails a little bit.
Well, and as you know, I was talking about a little bit in the pregame show and about how vital the confidence is for Ashland Greenwood. I mean, remember, that a lot of players on this team were on the team a year ago that took on the Cozad Haymakers, and we all know how good Cozad was in C1 a year ago, and it was, you could tell by the third quarter that Ashton Greenwood was deflated playing that Cozad Haymakers ball club. So they got to get their confidence up here, and they got to do it on this drive.
And hey, we're still only in the first period of play. 16 seconds to go now. Ashland Greenwood going into the wind, and I'm not sure it's a huge amount of difference, maybe a bit, because down on the field, I don't see the ribbons blowing quite as much as the flags above the field. Kudamelka checks the sideline. They got the spread. Two slots, two wideouts. Single setback is Schuster. And they fire in the flat to the inside man. And again, a reception by Corey Washburn for the first down. He gets out to about midfield, just about the 49-yard line. And that will stop the clock on the movement of the chains. 10 seconds to go in the first period, 21-7. The Cardinals of Boone Central Newman Grove leading the Blue Jays of Ashland Greenwood, 21-7.
And they're right.
And I think that is going to be it on the clock. 4 seconds to go. I don't think they'll get this play off. And they don't. And that is the end of the first period of play with your score. 21-7, Boone Central Newman Grove leading Ashland Greenwood at the end of one on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Well, we've only had 4 scores here in the first period of play. That's all. And this isn't even D2. This is C1 football. And Boone Central Newman Grove had their scoring shoes on here this afternoon and have scored through the air, on the ground, and despite a missed conversion attempt, made that up with a 2-point conversion. And so now they will have their taste of what it looks like to go into the wind, although from it's very hard to tell what it's like on the field. We could say that a punt by Ashland Greenwood earlier did show that wind was stiff, because it was a very short punt, and that's what set up Boone Central Newman Grove's first score. Now Ashland Greenwood will have their first play from scrimmage with the wind at their back. The stick is set at the 49-yard line of the Blue Jays, and they need to get down to the 41-yard line of Boone Central Newman Grove for their next first down. They send Corey Washburn wide to the right side, and Nicholson is in the slot to the right again. Despite the fact that he was key running the ball, they've still got him set out, unless they're trying to set up a jet sweep with him running it again. I don't get this. Pistol formation. Kudamelka gives the ball, keeps it on the quarterback option, gets down inside the 45-yard line. And Kudamelka with a nice gain there of about 6.
Well, and you're talking about Nicholson lining up out wide. When you got a running back that ran for 68 yards in that first quarter, you're defensively, you're keying in on that guy. And so when you're putting him out into those kind of formations, it makes you shift your awareness a little bit.
And now again, Kudamelka checks the sideline for the play. Everybody is at the line of scrimmage. They are not in the set yet. Now they are. Kudamelka calls out the signals. There's the snap. He fakes it to Schuster. He'll keep it himself again and got nowhere as he hit the big interior line of Boone Central Newman Grove, and Travis Kennedy in on the tackle there off the outside backer spot. And it'll bring up third down and 4 yards to go for the Blue Jays. This time Washburn comes to the slot set on the left side. Tyler Craven wide to the left side. Nobody out right. Schuster, the up man. Nicholson, the deep back. Under center, Kudamilka. Hands it off to Nicholson. Stutter steps, got beyond the line of scrimmage, and now inside to about the 38-yard line. That's enough for a first down, so give it to your Hoss.
One of the things I've been so far impressed with is you talked in the pregame show about Ashland Greenwood's size up front. Well, the undersized defensive line, I guess I cannot call it 235 undersized, but they're doing a great job of getting pursuit, getting some penetration, and getting into that backfield.
First and 10 now, Ashland Greenwood scored on their last possession and then gave up a quick touchdown to Bruin Central Newman Grove. They've been on the drive for the last several moments on the scoreboard. Shotgun formation, Kudamilka being chased. Pressure, gets out of it. Now scrambling around, needs to get rid of the ball, and he doesn't. Ball on the ground, and Bruin Central Newman Grove may have picked up their second fumble of the afternoon. It is a Bruin Central Newman Grove ball. Let's see if there's any penalty markers down. Brent Jansen comes up with the ball, and Bruin Central Newman Grove, second turnover of the afternoon. They scored off the first one, and they'd like to do that again and get this thing to a point where they can go on cruise. 21-7, although it's way early in the game to think about that. 10-10 to go until halftime and the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Now we've got twin setbacks in back of Missouri. They switch out of that, and they send Travis Kennedy wide to the left side, slot man to the left, and I think there was movement. Nope, a timeout taken by the Cardinals. So let's take a minute here. You're listening to High School Championship Football. It's the C1, Bruin Central Newman Grove 21, the Blue Jays of Greenwood, Ashland Greenwood, rather, 7, on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Didn't play well enough.
We get what we deserve.
We had too many busts.
Bad things happen.
Tackling was horrendous.
And those bad things happened at the wrong time.
Too much leaky yardage.
Take care of the football. We didn't do that.
So our execution was subpar.
Hey, is this heaven?
No, it's Iowa.
The final week against Iowa and our season finale for the Husker Lunches at Cunningham Journal downtown Kearney. Wednesday with Steve Sipple at noon, preceded by Doug and Daddy, live at 11. Brought to you by Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Split out to the left side is Kettler as Bruin Central Newman Grove has it. And Missouri is going to keep it. And he gets a little running room and squirts down to about the 39-yard line of Ashland Greenwood. And it'll set up a second down and 5 yards to go. They go quick to the line of scrimmage. One setback with Missouri in the backfield. There's the gun again. Mazur rolls to his right, looks downfield. He's got a man, and let's see. It is broken up nicely by the defensive back, Travis Kennedy. The ball was intended for Jacob Tien. Try that again. The ball was intended for, I got it exactly reversed. The ball was intended for Kyle Kramer, and it was Corey Washburn that came up with the breakup there. In any case, third down and 5 coming. Mazur in the pistol again, wides both ways. And he draws Ashland Greenwood offside. And that's just a bonus. You can do that. That's a free first down. See if that's what happened. Offside, defense, that is what happened. And it'll be third down and nothing to go. Let's see if that gives them a first down. It does, and they move the chains on that.
And that's the most frustrating part there for Ashland Greenwood and their coaches. When you preach discipline all season long and you're in a third and 5, Bruin Central Newman Grove has scored on their opening 3 drives. You need to make a stop, and you have a silly penalty like that.
They either had a full house blitz coming because a lot of people moved at one time or the referees had the call wrong. Okay, here's the pistol. Wides both ways. And again, it's going to be Mazur keeping the ball inside the 25. Mazur is going to score 15, 10, 5. Mazur touchdown. Newman Grove, Boone Central, into the end zone. It's 27-7, and that's just making it look too easy.
Wyatt Mazur now accounting for all four touchdowns from Boone Central Newman Grove. He's got two through the air. Then on these last two drives, he showed it with his speed and, again, his ability to find the open space and then just hit the afterburners, take off. Unbelievable skill that we've seen. We said he was the most electrifying player in C1 and the pregame show, and he's proven that this afternoon.
Kramer is going to get another shot at a single-point conversion now. Last time, they made up for an earlier miss by going for two. This time, they play it straight up, goes into the wind, and it is up, and it is good. And so, the score is Boone Central Newman Grove 28, Greenwood Ashland 7. Back in a half a minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Pawnee.
Well, the Cardinals of Boone Central Newman Grove making this one look too easy right now. And the Blue Jays of Ashland Greenwood are playing it straight up. They're trying to drive the ball, but they've given it up twice on fumbles. And so 14 of those 28 points off turnovers for Boone Central Newman Grove.
If you're Coach Ryan Thompson and you pulled your troops back after giving up that fourth touchdown to Boone Central Newman Grove on four consecutive drives, you got to be saying, look, guys, there is 9 minutes and 35 seconds left in the second quarter. We cannot get the wind out of our sails. We can't play deflated. This is going to be a really long afternoon. They need to get some spark back. Maybe just put a good drive together and don't put the ball on the turf. Like you mentioned, two turnovers, costly turnovers for Ashland Greenwood.
Well, they say on average a turnover is worth 3 points. In this case, two turnovers have been worth 14 points. So that's so much for averages. Here comes Kramer with the kickoff again. This time he's kicking into the wind from the north to the south. And it is going to be taken at the 10-yard line. Coming back the other way by Travis Kennedy at the 25. Kennedy out to about the 28-yard line. And he will be tackled there by Connor Johnson. And that was Washburn with the return. I get my sevens confused there. Washburn for Ashland Greenwood. And it'll be first and 10, I'm sorry, at the 28.
You talked about those averages that you get off the points, off turnovers. Well, you can't be giving a team like Boone Central Newman Grove extra possessions because we've already seen how electric they are offensively.
Craven is the slot man to the right side. Washburn, the wide out to the right side. I formation. Nicholson dots the I. Kudamelka checks things down, now under center again. Calls out the signals, and Nicholson gets the ball. Nice step at the line of scrimmage. That cutback got him about 4 extra yards. He should have been stood up, danced inside, got 4, 2nd and 6 coming. And again, back to the line quickly, Ashland Greenwood. They're not set yet. Kudamelka now sets the line. Calls out from under center. Pitch right side. Nicholson got the corner. Got 35 and almost more. And nice tackling there by Boone Central Newman Grove. I think that was Kennedy coming up. Yeah, the kicker Kyle Kennedy came up and wrapped up that fine running back. Good defensive fundamentals shown there by Boone Central Newman Grove.
And that's open field tackle. If he gets past the corner there, he's got a lot of green to go. It could have been a touchdown saving tackle.
They had that baby blocked just perfectly. And Kennedy came up and took down Nicholson one-on-one. Mano a mano, and it's 3rd down and 4 yards to go. I formation. Nicholson again dots the I. They fake it to Schuster on the cross, but goes to Nicholson, and he can't get outside. And again, Booger came in there and took him down after about a yard gain, maybe. Maybe no gain. No gain, they say. And it's 3rd down and 4.
Look at Berger after this play. He gets up, looks right at his head coach. This Boone Central Newman Grove defense, They are fired up right now. They're playing with so much intensity, and a 28-7 lead. They're going to get the football back here for their offense.
And here comes the punt. This will be with the wind. The first one going the other way, not so good. But still has the wind. He's standing at his 21-yard line. And Brueger is standing back at the 35. That's a lousy kickoff. Goes right side of his foot, and it goes out at about the 50-yard line. I'm going to say that's going to be about a 25 or 6-yard punt, if that.
Almost wondering, Craig, did that get tipped?
Could be.
At the line. A man broke free for Boone Central Newman Grove, and I almost thought he got a hand on it, judging by the reaction from the Boone Central Newman Grove fan base.
Now, at some level, there's a gut check here coming for Ashland Greenwood. This is the time you either fold like a straw or you bow your defense, you make something happen on defense, and you build on that. First and 10, Boone Central Newman Grove at the 49-yard line, their own 49. Wides both ways. Mazur calls out the signals. On the option, he'll keep it again. Right side, open field, 35. 30 inside to about the 28-yard line, down to the 27. That is Wyatt Mazur, and he is just patient, riding the tail of his tight end, Keaton Henry, and he got inside the 30 to the 27-yard line.
If I told you a quarterback had 180 yards rushing and two touchdowns, you would say to me, that's a pretty good day for a quarterback rushing the football.
And I say you're watching Ohio State.
He's done it here in the at the 7-minute mark of the second quarter.
In the slot is Kennedy, wides both ways. In fact, they got trips to the left side now. Mazur stands alone in the backfield. Wing to the right side. He'll keep it himself. Quarterback draw. And that time, nice heads-up play. Nice heads-up play by Brett Cottrell there for Ashland Greenwood. And a penalty marker is down on the field. Back at the 30-yard line, 29-yard line. We'll see what that's all about. Might be on the offense. Procedural call against Boone Central Newman Grove. Will mark it back 5 yards and should put it at the 33-yard line or thereabouts. And at that point would make it first down and 15 yards to go from the 33. 7 minutes to go till halftime. High school football championships brought to you by AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts located in Kearney, online at agxcel.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil. And now, it'll be Ashland Greenwood meeting the challenge here for Boone Central Newman Grove. They go with a bunch formation, trips to the left side. Single outside receiver is Travis Kennedy to the right. Mazur stands in the pistol, and he's got Brueger with him.
He's got to get off here. They got like 13 guys on defense. Now we're good.
Well, that's a good call if you can get away with it. Trips again to the left side. Mazur in the pistol. Fires out into the flat. He's got a man. And he's going to spin out to the 25, down to the 24-yard line. Travis Kennedy taking that in the flat and twisting his way. Check that. That was Scott Kettler taking that and twisting his way down inside the 25-yard line. So it'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go. Second and six coming for Boone Central Newman Grove. Out front here, 28-7 with 6:30 to go until halftime. This time an I formation as Wyatt Mazur comes up straight up under center. Barks out the signals. One wide out to the right side. Now he checks things off again. Calling out to his wide receiver to the right side. Now under center again. Takes the snap. Back to pass. Scrambling. Left side. Pulls it down. Going to run inside the 20. Got the first down. Inside the 17-yard line. Boy, I tell you what. That's heads up. That's knowing where you're at. And pulled it down. Got the first down. Moved the sticks here. And it'll be first down. But there's a penalty marker down out at the 25-yard line. That doesn't look good for Boone Central Newman Grove, I wouldn't think, on that run. Holding call against the red. And so the Cardinals suffer their first holding call of the afternoon. And it'll be a 10-yarder from the point. And it'll bring up second down and about 15, 14 yards to go. We'll see.
Up until this first holding call here for Boone Central Newman Grove, the offensive line has been very impressive for Boone Central Newman Grove. Now, Wyatt is an electric playmaker, yes, but they've given him plenty of green to work with.
All right, it's going to be second down and 19 to go. They mark it all the way back to the 36-yard line, the 36-yard line of Ashland Greenwood. And with 6:04, the clock stopped, 28-7. Boone Central Lumen Grove with the lead and the ball. And the Blue Jays get a defensive break there. They've got to get down to the 12-yard line for the first down. Mazur in the flat, got a man, his tight end, who breaks one tackle and powers his way inside the 25. That was Keaton Henry, the tight end, 6'2", 220. Perfect dimensions for a tight end, and he bounced off one guy and then got about 5 or 6 yards after catch. It'll be second down and 6.
Had a false start, had a holding call on this drive. If you're Ashland Greenwood and you get those defensive breaks like that, like those penalties, if an offensive team is making mistakes, you got to use them here. This is a big third down and 7 here.
5:56 to go till halftime. Now they got wide outs to the right side with a slot right. Two setbacks in the backfield with Mazur. In the pistol, fakes the jet sweep, keeps it himself. Gets down inside the 13-yard line, but that's all. A pickup of about 2 for Wyatt Mazur on the quarterback keeper.
And you heard me say it's a big third down call, and you're sitting looking at the clock, 5:40 to go in a 28-7 ball game, but you get that feeling like this is a drive that Ashland Greenwood absolutely has to stop Boone Central Newman Grove on if they're going to get back into this football game.
Fourth down. And the Cardinals are going for it. Trips to the left side. Wide out right is Glidden. Mazur in the pistol. Back to pass. Fires. And his man falls down. I think it bounced off the turf. Did it not? Kennedy was the intended receiver at the 15. That would have been a first down. But it bounced off the turf. Incomplete. And Ashland Greenwood does hold.
Ooh.
If you're a shortstop, great play if you get up and throw it first. But not going to be the first down they wanted.
If this is the college game or the pro game, you might be reviewing this here. I'm looking for another replay here. Here we go. You can see he gets under it. I think he's under the football here. But nonetheless, it's going to be Ashland Greenwood football. Interesting call.
All right. Ashland Greenwood going the other way now, south to the north end zone. They have the ball at their 23. Single setback of Schuster. Trips left side. They fire in the flat. Man's got it. That's Washburn, and he gets across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Corey Washburn, the 5'10", 165-pound senior, nearly gets first down yardage, just a bit shy.
And that's the fourth time that we've seen that quick route to Washburn. Ashland Greenwood already back on the line.
This time they send Ben Still wide to the right side. Trips right side. Schuster, the lone setback. He'll get the call on the fullback to the right side and will get, I think, the first down. I think he got first down yardage, and I think that's all they were hoping for. Their deal now, time this baby out, drain clock, score, and don't let Boone Central have the ball back.
If
they were to write a letter to Sam.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that same play as we get the stick set here. Drain as much clock as you can. Get a late score in before halftime.
They'd only be down by 2 scores at that point. That's manageable. Ask Minnesota. Under center.
Oof.
Kudamilka. Offset eye. Option. Right side. He's going to keep it himself and gets hammered right at the line of scrimmage. Coming up on that was Keaton Henry. And it stops him right in his tracks. And it is maybe back 2 lengths of the football, a little bit of a loss. Second down and a skosh more than 10 to go. It's time they come to the line of scrimmage with 1 wideout. 3 setbacks with Kudamilka. And everybody runs into everybody else, but he breaks out of there. Kudamilka does. Dancing around, he'll get hammered now back at the 31-yard line. That looked like the Three Stooges there, running to the football on a fumble, but they weren't supposed to run in the different directions. They should have flowed one way or the other and didn't do that.
It looked like a play where Washburn thought he was going to get the football, and as he turns around under that jet sweep, he runs right into the fullback there. Confusion all the way around, and that results in a loss of 3 on the play.
So that goes on to Football Follies reels. Third down and 13 to go now for Ashland Greenwood. Time to dial up a little dose of Nicholson, if you ask me, but we'll see. I've been asking for it here all game long. And when they've given him the ball, what did he get? 60? He's got 60-plus yards in the first
half. He's already at 80.
And how many carries?
On 10 carries.
Wow. All right. Timeout is taken by the Blue Jays. Brought to you by
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair. And
it's been the Wyatt Mazur Show. His first two scoring drives for the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals, both through the air. And through the air, Wyatt Mazur has 59 yards, two touchdowns, both on some nice little rollout fade patterns to the corner of the end zones. The touchdowns went to Travis Kennedy, who has two receptions for 32 yards on the day, and then Zach Gildon, one reception for 8 yards, with that 8-yard reception being that first touchdown of the football game. And then it was Wyatt Mazur on the ground. He's racked up 186 yards on 8 attempts for 2 touchdowns. And when you take a look at these scoring drives, they've been big runs. 65-yard touchdown run, 35-yard touchdown run. Wyatt Mazur is having himself one heck of a C1 state football championship.
All right, they better dial up one heck of a play here now. 3rd and 13. 3:13 to go until halftime. And it is Kudamelka in the pistol, fires across the middle. It's almost intercepted, almost picked off by Zach Glidden. He cut in front of the intended receiver, Washburn. And Washburn comes slowly back to the huddle. Opportunities missed there, but Kudamelka had a little bit of pressure on him as well.
That's one of those plays, Zach Gildon. Just reading the quarterback's eyes all the way. You could see the entire time he goes over the middle. Gildon immediately jumps on it, almost comes away with a big interception.
All right, here comes a punt by Still. He's standing at his 19-yard line with the wind. Decent kick this time, goes over the head of the receiver, and Glidden has to go over the shoulder to get it. Does field it nicely and twists back up to about the 39-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for Bruin Central Newman Grove. And with 2:58 to go in the first half, they've got time to do something here.
Yeah, if you're Ashton Greenwood, and we've talked about it a couple times these last couple drives, it's got to be gut check time for you. You got to be tired of watching Wyatt Mazur run all over your defense. You got to come up there, make some big hits, try to jar a ball loose, try to come up with a turnover. That's what Ashton Greenwood would need to dial up here if they want to get a chance to score here before halftime.
Travis Kennedy, the slot man to the right side, wides both ways. He's in the slot. And now in the gun, here comes Mazur again. Straight keeper by the quarterback. Gets out to the 45, and a marker comes in the area of holding. We'll see. Nope, personal foul, face mask. And so Mazur's run will get another 5 to 10 yards tacked on to it, depending on whether they decide it's a major or a minor. They do that in high school, don't they? They're going to give him another 15 yards, so that was definitely a major. And it goes down to the 40-yard line of Ashland Greenwood. And this one, you just kind of feel slipping away for Ashland Greenwood.
Well, and that's fundamental tackling. You know that anything in the head area in today's day and age with the rules, anything in the head area, if you even glance the face mask, it's going to be probably a 5 to 15-yard penalty. So you just got to make sure you're hitting at shoulder pad level.
Kepler is split wide to the left in the gun again. Now they keep it to Wyatt Mazur. Rides one man out to about the 35-yard line, down to the 35-yard line. And the tackle there was by Tyler Craven. And it'll bring up 2nd down and 5 yards to go. So even Missouri's shorter runs are productive. That one on 1st down, good enough half the distance to the 1st down.
Missouri so far 10 attempts, averaging 21 yards a carry.
Glidden wide left, Kennedy wide right. In the pistol is Mazur. Single setback with him is Kluwer. And he'll keep it himself right side inside the 30. 25 stays on his feet all the way down to the 20-yard line. That was amazing, the balance that he showed. He got hit at the 25, just got over to the 20-yard line. On balance, he got the 1st down, and on balance, that was a heck of a run.
Does a hops once, puts his hand down, It almost looked like he was doing some sort of new variation of the hokey pokey. I'm not quite sure what they call that nowadays. But he gets 5 yards out of it nonetheless.
They've still got the down and distance marker at 4. Flip it over, guys. It's first down and 10. At the 21-yard line, they got to get down to the 11. Now they got a bunch off the left wing. Back to pass, firing, and getting a cut inside and completion completed to Travis Kennedy. And it'll be enough for a first down inside the 10-yard line to the 9. First and goal to go for Boone Central Newman Grove at the 9-yard line. A 1:29 on the clock and a 21-point lead for Boone Central Newman Grove. They're knocking at the door as they go into the Maryland eye. Wyatt Mazur is under center. Everybody else is in tight. Mazur checks things around him. There's three guys. He's good to go. Pitches to the tailback. Brueger cuts in at the 10. 5. Touchdown, Brueger. And Boone Central Newman Grove about ready to put this baby away. It's 34-7. That's the score that they beat Kearney Catholic by last time out in the semifinals.
And they're doing it just running the football, whether it's Mazur dropping back to take off. But we haven't seen a lot of Brueger. That's something new. You're so focused from Ashland Greenwood's perspective on stopping Mazur, and they make a nice little quick pitch play out to Brueger. He gets the corner to the outside, and easy score.
Kennedy in for another attempt. He's only missed one this afternoon, and they made that up with a two-point conversion next time around. And good snap, and that time it's blocked. And so a little bit of a moral victory there for Ashland Greenwood, but that's about it. 34-7 is your halftime score coming up with 1:07 to go on the clock. And we'll be back in 30 seconds with the Cardinal Kick on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck.
Ashland Greenwood letting this one slip away. They've turned the ball over twice. Two of those turnovers, all both ending up in scores. So 14 points of the 34 coming off turnovers. And then short punts didn't help matters any. And, of course, Wyatt Mazur, the fine quarterback for Boone Central Newman Grove, one of the better quarterbacks I've seen in many a year. Boy, I tell you what, you talk about speedy, shifty, and the ability to pull it down and throw a completed touchdown pass off the run. I mean, you see people trying to pass and then running, but running, passing, and then coming back and going, oh, I guess I can pass, and then gets the touchdown pass. He's been really terrific this afternoon. Here comes the kick from Kennedy from the 40. He squibs it, and it's fallen on by Grell at about the 35-yard line by Tien at the at the 33-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Ashland Greenwood. They've got time to do it, but not a bunch.
And this is one of those things. I want to see them take a couple shots here to try to get back into this football game, to get some sort of aggressiveness. I really wouldn't want to see just running out the clock here and just getting into halftime, although I know that might sound like a possibility for a lot of people, especially after you've seen what Boone Central Newman Grove has done to you. I want to see him be aggressive here.
Well, you said that Nicholson carried about 10 times here in the first half. I'd be interested in knowing what his average per carry in a game is. We'll find that out for you at halftime. Now they're going to flare it out into the flat, and Grill has a hard time hanging on to it. He'll get tackled for about a yard loss, and it'll be second down and 11 coming with 55 seconds to go until halftime. Kudamilka looking at his coach in the near sidelines. Boone Central Newman Grove are located on the east sideline, west sideline for Ashland Greenwood. They're dressed all in white, Boone Central Newman Grove in cardinal red. Back to pass. Kudamilka after the fake. Fires downfield. Craven is there, but so is Glidden. And Glidden is closer to an interception than Craven was to a reception. And with 28 seconds to go on the halftime, until halftime, it is now a long third down and 11.
Oh, and so far for Kudamilka, he has gone 5 of 10 for 45 yards. Four of those completions coming off that nice little slant pattern that they've done to Washburn. But when you've seen him take deep shots, he just doesn't seem to have that rhythm with his receivers.
His passes have been floating. And now they've got a wide out to the right side. A slot man inside is Glidden. They hand it off to the fullback, Schuster, and he'll get about 2 yards back, and now it's a punt again with 21 seconds to go. They'll be kicking it back. Ben Still will be kicking it back to Boone Central Newman Grove.
And Boone Central Newman Grove calls a timeout. They're going to take another shot at this end zone and try to extend that lead here before half.
Timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank with 21 seconds to go. We'll be back in a half a minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
21 seconds until halftime, and Boone Central Newman Grove wants to watch Ashlyn Greenwood punt. You know why? Because the coach wants to watch his quarterback, Wyatt Mazur, run it back. He's standing to receive that punt at the 30-yard line. Mazur has done everything but mix up the Gatorade here this afternoon. There's the punt, and Mazur goes back to the 21-yard line and takes it the other way, heading south. Got an alley. He's at the 45, 50. Mazur, 40, and he falls inside at the 39-yard line. You talk about calling your shot. He looked like Babe Ruth pointing to the center field fence there. He just lets his blockers set it up and he runs through.
And that's one of the things I got to be excited when I see that out of a high school athlete, to have the patience and awareness, not to try to do it all yourself, knowing that you've got 10 other guys out there helping you out and being able to direct, calling shots, trying to find some green. Great job returning the punt. And as you mentioned, he has done it all this afternoon.
The only bad thing is that return took 14 seconds. There's only 7 seconds to go in this one until halftime. And let's see if they're going to take a shot at the end zone. Wides both ways, slot right side. That's Henry, the tight end. Now back out the other way as Henry goes in motion. There's the pistol. Rolling to the right is Mazur. Fires cross field, and it is intended for but dropped by his wide receiver, Damian Backus. And that is the end of the first half of play. And your score: the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals leading the Blue Jays of Ashland Greenwood by a score of 34-7. Time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and that'll come up in 2 minutes here on KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
At halftime, it is the Cardinals of Boone Central, Newman Grove 34, and the Blue Jays of Ashland Greenwood 7. Both these teams coming in here reasonably evenly matched, but I don't think we're probably the first ones in this particular set of state tournament games who've said the same thing. We've not had a lot of close games here in this game of six state championships, this being the fifth of six. And here we are at halftime and a lopsided score. In fact, the Cardinals beat Kearney Catholic by that same 34-7. Mm-hmm. But the Stars at least took them into four quarters to achieve that deficit. This one at halftime, who knows? Anyhow, it's now time for the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Also, we came in here thinking this might be one of the more evenly matched matchups because collective scores showed about the same amount of winning margin between the two schools and their respective. They outscored a multiple, 3 to 4 times the points all through the regular season and in through the playoffs, and we thought, well, here we go. It looked like Ashland Greenwood was prepared for the game, but they were taking their time and gave up two turnovers here in the first half, and both of those turned into scores for Boone Central Newman Grove, and so 14 of the 34 points as a result of fumbles committed by Ashland Greenwood. Our high school football playoff state presenting sponsors here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation include Husker Power Products, Irrigation and Industrial Engines, Pumps and Generators, HuskerPowerProducts.com. And also, Tom Dinsdale Automotive, corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, and DinsdaleAuto.com. As well as AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts, located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil. Well, where to begin here? Let's Tyson Hebronic, along with Craig Eckert here in the booth, high atop Tom Osborne Field, and we have some individual stats for Ashland Greenwood and Boone Central Newman Grove. Maybe the most telling is the guy that had 1,400 yards on the year right now, by the name of Nicholson for Ashland Greenwood, and he has 10 attempts and 80 yards. And I'll turn it over with that thought to you, Tyson.
Well, and Nicholson there, and it was really on their scoring drive that Nicholson did most of the work. But let's go back, and we're going to start from the beginning here on our scoring summary and kind of set the stage for you on how this first half all played out. Ashland Greenwood, of course, received the opening kickoff, and early on in the football game, they went 3 and out, and it was a special teams error, kind of a shorter punt that set Ashland Greenwood up in great field position. They got the ball on the 46-yard line. Five plays later, it was Wyatt Mazur. He's a name that we're going to be calling out pretty frequently during this Ravenna Sanitation halftime show, because he goes 8 yards to Zach Gildon for the opening score on a nice little corner fade pattern in the end zone. Then after a fumble, the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals got the football right back on the 48-yard line, their own 48-yard line. Five plays later again, 52 yards later, Wyatt Mazur, another touchdown pass, this time to Travis Kennedy in the corner of the end zone. The extra point was failed. It's 13-0. Then on a long drive, that was mainly done by Trent Nicholson, the halfback for Ashland Greenwood. The Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays find the end zone off a 12-yard touchdown rush for Nicholson. It's 13-7, and we think, Craig, that we have a ball game at this point. Now we're starting to see this football game. Then Boone Central Newman Grove comes right back. Wyatt Mazur, the very next play after the kickoff, Wyatt Mazur takes it 65 yards for the score, and it's a 21-7 ball game. Boone Central Newman Grove, after a turnover by Ashland Greenwood, three plays, Wyatt Mazur, touchdown with 9:35 left to go in the second quarter. It's 28-7. Then it was Joseph Brueger after an Ashland Greenwood punt from 9 yards out that set up their most recent touchdown. The extra point was blocked. That puts us at a 34-7 football game. To put it in perspective here, Wyatt Mazur has 11 rushing attempts for 211 yards. He has completed 7 of 10 passing for 71 yards, 2 touchdowns through the air, 2 touchdowns on the ground. Joseph Brueger, of course, getting that other score. He's only got the ball 3 times for 14 yards, but he's averaging 4.7 yards a carry. Offensively for Ashland Greenwood, you mentioned it, Craig, Trent Nicholson. He has 80 yards off 10 attempts for a touchdown. Well, their quarterback is struggling just a little bit, only 5 of 9 for 45 yards, and that's Kudamilka. Kudamilka's big completions have come to those four little slant patterns that he's thrown to Corey Washburn for four receptions, 46 yards. But again, the big story, Wyatt Mazur and what he's been able to do with the football in his hands for Boone Central Newman Grove offensively. Put these numbers all together, they have 298 yards here in just the first half compared to Ashland Greenwood's 123 yards. They've ran the ball 227 yards on the ground compared to just 78 by Ashland Greenwood, because there's a couple sacks in there that Hudamelka's taken. So 78 rushing yards for Ashland Greenwood through the air. Boone Central Newman Grove leads that statistical category too. 71 yards through the air compared to 45 from Hudamelka. Average of play, 11.9 yards per play as opposed to 3.9. It's been the big plays. One stat, we've seen Ashland Greenwood's, or we've seen Boone Central Newman Grove's offense on the field, it seems, quite a bit with a couple turnovers, but they are trailing in the time of possession by almost 5 minutes. Ashland Greenwood's been on the field a little bit longer, but it just seems like because of those costly turnovers that we're seeing Boone Central Newman Grove and seeing them strike so quickly. And defensively, here's a big stat, because you mentioned it in the pregame show, Craig. The offensive line for Ashland Greenwood at 300, 315, 245, going up against a defensive line that has, what, a 295? I'm seeing a 240 and a 230. Well, the defensive line has 5 tackles for loss and 2 sacks in this football game, so they are getting penetration, getting pressure, and making really tough field work for Ashland Greenwood, tough drives for the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. And again, 34-7 is your halftime score, and Ashland Greenwood has to be in that locker room completely deflated at this point, saying, we worked all season to get back to this stage, to get back to this state championship game, and now we're here again trailing in another football game.
And remember, they don't get the ball back.
Yeah.
They have to kick off because they lost the toss, and Boone Central Newman Grove elected to defer until the second half. So Boone Central Newman Grove is going to get the ball back with a 34-7 lead, and Ashland Greenwood has to, with a capital, has to stop Boone Central Newman Grove on this first one, or it's Katie bar the door. I mean, if they don't stop them and it turns out to be a 41, or if they go for 42-7 ball game, that's about it.
Well, and what I can't believe is that if Ashland Greenwood doesn't stop Boone Central Newman Grove, we have a running clock in the state championship.
Which is what happened in the C2.
Yeah. The running clock has been set aside for, you know, maybe some of those earlier games, some of those district matchups that are played throughout the regular season that can get out of hand. You certainly don't expect this to happen when the number one and two teams are getting together for the state championship, both teams undefeated. I think this shows just how good Boone Central Newman Grove really is. They are impressive, and they've looked like they could probably play a couple classes up. I mean, they're far and away better at this point in the first half than Blue Jays are.
Unless you can point to a scenario where there's an injury or a tenderness
sure.
that Nicholson has that the coaching staff knows about that we don't know about, but he still carried the ball 10 times, so it's not exactly protecting a guy. But to me, it's Nicholson left, Nicholson right, Nicholson up the middle. I mean, 1,400 yards of your offense during the year has been with him. And I don't know what it is about the offensive, and I'm not talking about specifically this particular set of coaches, but I mean, you know, you always wonder about the mindset of the play caller sometimes. Sometimes they get as flaky as a short reliever. You know, it's like, well, they think I'm going to run, so I'm going to pass. But wait a minute, they'll think I'm going to pass because they think I'm going to run, so I'm going to run. No, I'll pass again. And it's like, you know, how many generations have said establish the run game, play good defense, and then go off of that? And when you got a 1,400-yard runner and he's run only 10 times now in the first half, I don't know. There's, 23 rushing attempts. Six of those go to your quarterback, and then the others are scattered out. I don't know. I just have a hard time understanding why you wouldn't do that, especially when you were down only by a touchdown or two and have the ability. And here's the other key thing. When you've got the runner and you've got the ability to get that runner into a rhythm, which he's shown he could be in, then you drop back on the play action and you burn it. And I just don't get that. I mean, that's something that is so hard to defend against because the defender never knows when that's going to come. They never know when the fake to the back is going to come. You bootleg it, you roll out into the flat, and you hit a guy on a fly, and you ought to be good for 6, 12, maybe even 18 points a game if you're able to do that, and that certainly is what Ashland Greenwood needs at this point.
Well, and I go back, and we're talking about Trent Nicholson here. I'm going to point to that stat on the 2 turnovers, Craig, because obviously you don't want to put yourself in a hypothetical situation or a what-if situation, but those 2 turnovers both come in about midfield. If Ashton Greenwood is able to hold on to the football, protect the football, and which we said was a big thing here, then maybe he's got more rushing yards. Maybe it's a closer game.
They had 2 touchdowns off turnovers,
yep.
2 touchdowns off short punts. Remember, twice they were 49 and 51 yards away from pay dirt when they got the ball on a straight-up punt. So the field position's been a huge friend to Boone Central Newman Grove here in this ball game, which at halftime again is at 34-7. And we're in the midst of the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Let's take a minute here. We'll be back around the corner with more from Memorial Stadium on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
We're at the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here for just a couple of more minutes as the teams now are coming back on the field. Boone Central, Newman Grove, you might expect, are down there jumping around and doing some stretching and some pre-second half drills. Ashland Greenwood, a long time in the locker room. Imagine that. Their coaches must have had quite a bit to get done as far as coaching up for the second half, and we'll see what they dial up here. Our presentation of the high school football playoffs, and we sure appreciate these folks. AgXL, one of our presenting sponsors, your precision fertilizer application experts located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. That's AGXCEL.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil. Also, Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, HuskerPowerProducts.com. And, of course, our friends at Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island and DinsdaleAuto.com. Presenting sponsors all the way from the beginning of the playoffs here on the road to Lincoln and now in Lincoln high above Tom Osborne Field at Memorial Stadium. We're about 2 minutes until we tee it up and watch Ashland Greenwood kick off to Boone Central Newman Grove here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And you've been listening to the Halftime Report brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Kickoff is next. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and the state championship continues after this timeout.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Boone Central, Newman Grove out front, 34-7. We'll defend that lead and receive the ball when Ashland Greenwood gets set to come back on board here. We're awaiting the lineup for the kickoff. Boone Central, Newman Grove, as we said, won the coin toss, deferred to the second half. And after dominating score-wise in the first half, rolling up 34 points to Blue Jays 7, will get the ball back. Ashland Greenwood has to get something going here defensively, make some sort of a statement. I know that's a cliche, but they got to make some sort of statement on defense, get the ball back, and show some life. And if they can get a score here, they're down by three scores at that point. They're down four scores now. So they got a Gettysburg address to overcome, and they got to show it right now. Here comes a short kick. And it's going to bounce at the 30-yard line, and Mazur picks it up and powers back across the other way, heading north across the 35 to the 37-yard line. Tackled over there by Brody Elliott, the tight end, 5'10", 165-pound senior. And Boone Central, Newman Grove, and their fine quarterback, Wyatt Mazur, and a running back by the name of, help me.
Joseph Brueger.
Brueger, yeah, that's right, Brueger. We may see more of Brueger here in the second half. Not this time, as Mazur on the quarterback read keeps it, gets up to the 40, looks like a fumble. Let's see, did he cough it up? If so, that would be huge for Ashland Greenwood, and that would be the kind of statement they need, and they do. Ashland Greenwood gets it back on a turnover from the first play of the second half from the line of scrimmage, and that's about as good as getting two kickoffs in a game. And Ashland Greenwood has an opportunity to go in now and close the margin here to within 20 points. I'm getting way ahead. They haven't done anything like that yet in the game, but, of course, they hadn't gotten a turnover in the game until then just either. Chudamelka under center this time. Nicholson dots the eye. Slot to the left side is Craven. Wide to the left is Washburn. Hand off goes to Schuster straight up the middle. He'll twist forward to about the 36-yard line. And he's tackled over there by Lipker again.
You know, if you're listening at home and you're thinking fullback dive when you're down 34-7 in the third quarter, maybe it's one of those situations where that might be able to, certainly from the defensive aspect, you're not thinking fullback dive. So maybe he busted one loose.
Second down and six, I formation. Nicholson with the carry, right side, rides his blockers down to about the 32-yard line. He's within two of a first down. And we're just underway, 11-11 to go, third quarter. And it's Ashland Greenwood benefiting from a turnover just now at the 40-yard line of Boone Central Newman Grove, down 34-7, but trying to close the gap here in the C1 state championship game. Slot to the left side is Washburn. Nicholson dots the I. He'll get the call and the carry and buries his way inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. That's a first down for the Blue Jays.
And that's, again, just what the Ashland Greenwood team, this team needs. Getting that turnover there to start things off in the second half, trying to get just a little bit of momentum built. They picked up that first down, and now you can start to see it. The fans are getting up on their feet.
Fans are getting up on their feet, too. Yeah, how about that? They're right below us in the East Stadium, under center. Chinamilka keeps it right side at the 25. Stutter steps inside the 20 to the 11 to 16-yard line. Did he fumble the ball? Let's see. Or was he down? The ball popped out. Was the knee down? Referee says knee was down, I think.
Yep.
Check the replay here and see exactly what happened. But Chudamilka, if that would have happened, that would be the second time he coughed it up this ball game. He's down inside the 20 at about the 12-yard line. Pop goes the football, but he was down.
Yep. And nice little fake pitch there to draw one of the defenders off to get that first
Craven
down.
Craven wide left, slot man inside. Coming in motion now is Nicholson. They hand it off. Nope, he'll keep it on the option left side. And Nicholson is going to be hammered down by a fine open field tackle by Glidden at the 19-yard line. That'll be a loss of about 3 yards. And Glidden had spy written all over it. He followed Nicholson as he went in motion, came up, and cut his legs out from under him in a second down and 13.
That's assignment football. I mean, the Boone Central is playing perfect assignment defense right now.
And now, Chudamelka comes up facing a second down and 13. Schuster, the only running back with him. Nicholson in the slot right side. Fakes it one way. Now a whistle blows, and we've got some movement, and we'll see what the infraction is. 9 times out of 10, it's on the – nope, a timeout. A Nebraska Land National Bank timeout taken with 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Your score, Boone Central Newman Grove 34, the Blue Jays of Ashland Greenwood 7, but could be on the drive. We're back in 30 seconds.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
All right, timeout was taken there by Ashland Greenwood. And I'm not sure, exactly why. Either the coaching staff sensed it was taking too long and didn't want a delay penalty, or they saw something they wanted to check off to. Anyhow, they go back out to that double wing, double wide spread formation now. Trips actually quadruple wide to the right. Set up the screen play for Nicholson. Cuts loose inside the 15 down to the 13-yard line. It'll be third down and 8 yards to go when we come back to the line of scrimmage. They have to get to the 6. And they are at the 13-yard line. So they've got 7 to go. 3rd and 7. And again, Kudamilka checking the sideline, waiting for the signal to come in from the head coach or his offensive coordinator. Wides both ways. Nicholson dots the eye. They fake it. Now the ball is on the ground. Bounces right back to Chudamilka. And Kudamilka gets inside the 5-yard line. Holy smokes, the football got through with him that time because he put it in the belly of Schuster, took it out. The ball came out onto the field, bounced right back to Chudamilka. And he got inside the 5 for a first down and goal to go.
You mentioned football gods being with him. There's 3 red shirts right in front of him. The ball actually takes a backspin right back into his belly.
That's why it's shaped that way. First down goal to go for Ashland Greenwood, trying to get into this thing. They're down by four scores. Pitch, Nicholson, left side, cuts through inside the five. Touchdown! Touchdown, Ashland Greenwood. Nice power sweep by Nicholson and the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. And they score first here in the second half. And they are down 34-13 now. But they did exactly what they needed to do.
And there seems to be a little bit more edge, a little bit more determination on this Ashland Greenwood team here in the second half. They came right out, forced that turnover, and then turned that into 6 points.
And who are you going to call? Nicholson. Here comes the extra point attempt. It is up, and is it good? It is good. I think it nicked the upright on the right side, but it's good. And it is now a 20-point game. Cardinals on top of the Blue Jays. Boone Central, Newman Grove 34, Ashland Greenwood 14. Back in a half minutes on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460, 1550 at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
8:27 to go, third period. And Ashland Greenwood did what they needed to do. They made a defensive statement and an offensive score. They got a turnover. They got the short field touchdown. And they're now back within 20 points of the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals. The score is 34-14. Boone Central Newman Grove, however, has answered the bell before in this game. And we'll see whether or not Brett Majeure and company, or Wyatt Majeure, rather, and company, are able to answer the opening bell. There's the kick, and again, it's a short one. Goes right into the hands of Glidden at the 22. He takes his time, sets the wall up, and gets all the way back out to the 40-yard line. I tell you what, these guys on Boone Central Newman Grove know how to set up their blockers.
Well, and that's the thing. I've even watched college football punt returners or kick returners. They'll outrun their coverage. Here you see the entire team, whether it's Missouri or the last run back right there, they're patient. They take time to set up the blocks. They take time to set up the wedge, and their field position is proof of this.
Zach Glidden is that big old 6'5", 200-pound senior wide receiver on that return, wide out to the right side this time. He's on the wing left, and now Missouri goes back to pass, scrambling, fires downfield, and he's got a man. It's Glidden. Glidden is down at the 30, cuts back to the 25, falls down to the 24-yard line. Glidden, two back-to-back first-class plays, and it is Boone Central Newman Grove answering the bell again.
Yeah, you just said it. Can Boone Central Newman Grove strike right back? Remember the last time Ashton Greenwood scored? Boone Central Newman Grove on the very next play from scrimmage took it 65 yards to the house. There's another big play by Missouri. They don't give Ashland Greenwood enough time to really get that momentum built up that they need, because then they're right back, punching them right back in the mouth.
All right, it is first and 10, 24-yard line of Ashland Greenwood. Wyatt Missouri under center. Everybody double wing. One man is Henry in motion right to left. Missouri follows him to the right side, inside the 20, 15, 14-yard line. The ball pops out, and a Cardinal falls on it. I think that was Joel Meyer falling on it and saving some disaster, I think.
Yeah.
No, check that. I got the wrong guy, but I think it was Colt Mangus falling on it.
Yep.
But I think it did pop out, did it not?
Yeah, it did. It was definitely a recovered fumble on the play by Mangus and sets him up in the red zone.
And now we got a penalty and a illegal substitution as a man ran on and ran off. So Boone Central will suffer the ignominy of a 5-yard loss on first down and start with a first and 15 from just inside their 20-yard line. 7:36 to go, third period of play. Cardinals just suffered a score at the hands of the Blue Jays, lead by 20, but now driving back the other way. Want to maintain their margin of 27 points that they had earlier. Glidden is wide to the right side. Two setbacks, with Mazur in the gun. Low snap, Mazur hanging on, keeps the ball on the quarterback read, gets down to the 15-yard line. Followed his blockers, rode his fullback tight end for that gain. Keaton Henry was right ahead of him. Well, I tell you what, that was executed just like they did on the chalkboard. Follow that man. Wides both ways. Kennedy to the left side. Shotgun formation. Low snap again. Wyatt Mazur handles it. Stumbles around, and that time he can't make anything. The lemons were there. No lemonade. And he gets called back for about a two-yard loss, and it'll be third down and 14 yards to go. I don't know what kind of kicking game they've got as far as field goal is concerned, but it's a third down play that they need to get something done with.
Well, I remember back in the second quarter, they were put in kind of similar field territory and had about a fourth and five and went for it, and that's been the only possession that they haven't scored on.
Linton is wide to the right side. Kettler wide to the left. Garrett Timmy is off to the wing now, goes in motion left to right. Back to pass. And a middle bubble field's intercepted. Intercepted by Jacob Krings. And Ashland Greenwood's defense pulls off two turnovers in a row.
Wyatt Mazur trying to buy some time there, and he throws it over the middle, and Ashland Greenwood just sort of fell right into his hands. He almost looked surprised that the football is right there in the defensive lineman. Great hands for a defensive lineman nonetheless, and just what the doctor ordered, another turnover here for the Blue Jays.
Rings is 5'11", 255, so it's not like he jumped up and got it. It's like he protecting himself, put his foot in front of his face mask, and got the ball. Either way, Ashland Greenwood will take it. They're first and 10, going the other way at their own 24. I formation. Nicholson with the give and go. Bounces off one man. He's going to get wrapped up. Wrapped up by Michael Lipker, whose number we call Lockyer this afternoon.
I got to go back to that interception. Do you remember the Sunday night football catch by Odell Beckham Jr. in the corner of the end zone for the Giants with the one hand? Uh-huh. They just showed that on the replay. Yeah, defensive lineman pulled that down with one hand and brought it in. Sweet advantage to have in the replay. That was awesome.
Well, friends and family will be buying that DVD. I'll get that one.
That's exciting, especially when you're a lineman and you get the opportunity to make those plays. He's got to be coming back saying, "Coach, put me at receiver."
All right, second down coming. They got a yard on that carry by Nicholson. Second down and 9. Nicholson dots the I. Schuster is the big fullback. And Kotamelka comes up under center. Back to pass. Rolls right. Pulls it down. Runs into one man. Now has to look. And he's going to get hemmed in and brought down for a loss at the 18-yard line. And so that's a big loss. It's going to be a 5-yard loss. It'll be third down and 15 coming.
You've got to be smarter with the football if you're Kotamelka. It was a coverage sack. You got to throw the football away in that situation. You cannot take this big a loss, especially on this field position game.
And that's not the first time. This guy's a senior. That's not the first time we've seen him not knowing what to do when he was under duress. And this is too important to give up on. They've got to get this 15-yard first down if they can. They go trips to the left side. Nicholson is one of the men. Now he comes in motion. They fire out, and it is on a slant pattern complete to Washburn. Are you kidding me? Out to the 37-yard line. You talk about making up for a bad. Kotamelka fired that baby on a rope, and Washburn was there. Coverage by his opposite number, Travis Kennedy, but a first down for Ashland Greenwood.
And they're right back up to the line.
Nicholson dots the eye. They go with wides to the left side this time. Slot man is Washburn. Sets the offense. There's the snap. Fake the handoff to Schuster. Option right side. Nicholson drops the ball. Goes out of bounds at the 41, though. No harm, no foul, and actually a little bit of a gain on it.
Craig, let's go back to that point that you made earlier about Kotamelka not looking like he's making the smartest decisions while under duress. I'll go back to their so far 2014 season. They're winning by an average of 43-8. I don't know that he's been under duress that much.
Well, there you go. And that's the differential here sometimes when you get to the guys who are firing real bullets. Now they work the option. Kudamilka still has it, goes left side, picks up a block on the edge, and falls forward close to the first down. Close to the first down. That was a nice block over there by Tyler Craven for Ashland Greenwood. And that allowed Kudamilka to cut inside and get close to the first down marker. They're going to set the ball about a yard shy of the forward stick.
So we've got an injured Ashland Greenwood player there.
That's Schuster, the fullback. And he's trying to walk it off. And they may make him set down a play. Let's see. In a situation like that, is that an automatic take?
I think you got a sub if you're in a situation like this. And third.
So now they bring in Colin Rober, 6 foot, 245 pounds, senior. As Schuster comes out, now I doubt very much Rober is the fullback. He looks like he might come in to help up blocking on the line, and they may go without a fullback. And Nielsen is, Nicholson is in the backfield with Brett Cottrell is the fullback, and so Rober's up on the line. Cottrell comes in fullback, and Nicholson gets the carry. And Nicholson falls forward to close to the first down. Let's see if they got it. It's hard to tell from this angle. He had to get beyond the 48-yard line, and I'm not sure he got it. We're going to bring on the Chain Gang, brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. Just like they would do for you if you were stranded on the side of the road, you call for the Chain Gang, and they're there. And this Chain Gang sees it Ashland Greenwood's way, and they're going to call it a first down. No matter where, no matter what, they'll get you home. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Brett Cottrell at fullback, by the way. Not the first time that he's gone from the line to the fullback position. He's got two rushing touchdowns on the season as their big boy. They like to give him the ball in the red zone, so he's semi-familiar with this area.
He got a 52 in the backfield. That's not a usual scenario. Trips wide to the right side. Now Ashland Greenwood still with the ball. They've had it most of the third quarter. They've picked up 7 points here to narrow the gap, 34-14. They fake the handoff. On a slant pattern, Washburn can't hang on to it. Fired just a little bit in back of him. That would have been close to another first down. And had he caught him in stride, that could have gone for a touchdown across the middle.
And again, you start to look. I mean, Ashton Greenwood's really controlled this second half as they get back up to the line here, but the clock is ticking away fast.
Ashland Greenwood down 34-7 at the half. Came out and got two turnovers defensively, one score offensively, 34-14 now. The handoff goes straight up the middle, and I think that is big old Cottrell with the ball, and he falls forward across to the 47-yard line. And that'll bring up a third down for Ashland Greenwood and 5 yards to go. See, they may have brought in... Yeah, Kettler at fullback got the carry that time. That's right. And he stays in at fullback, and Nicholson dots the I. Kudamilka under center, barks out the signals on third down, fakes to the fullback, gives it to Nicholson. Nicholson's got the corner left side, and he's got a first down inside the 41.
Met him at the sticks. Great work to know where the sticks are, where that first down marker is, and just keep driving, just keep turning those legs. Ashland Greenwood, by the way, been very efficient on third down so far this game. That's their 8th third down conversion on 12 attempts, and so far they're doing it on the ground here, and that's one of the things we talked about at halftime.
Wides to the right side, slot man right, pitch right, Nicholson cuts back, and he gets tied up at the line of scrimmage, but still falls forward for 4 yards down to the 36-yard line. It'll be second down and a long 6, short 7 yards to go for the Blue Jays of Ashland Greenwood trying to pull within 13 points. They know that this drive's got to count. They know that in their hearts. And they're playing like it. One single wide out to the right side, two tight ends eye formation. Nicholson dots the eye. Kudamilka barks out the signals, and anticlimactic. A penalty marker comes down as there was motion on the offense. And that's going to mark the Blue Jays back 5 yards. It'll be second down and 11 or 12. Let's see where they set the stick. Second down and 12 to go. Ball at the 42. For the first down, they need to get to the 30.
And I'm looking down at the sidelines. It looks like they've grabbed Ryan Schuster's helmet. They were working on what appeared to be his knee. They've grabbed his helmet, and I don't know if he's going to be coming back into
the
ballgame.
Well, they better put his shoe back on. He can go out there with a helmet, but a bare foot would be no fun either. Wides both ways. Slot man to the right side. Second and 12 coming back to pass. Now breaking through and sacking the quarterback, Jacob Krings. And Krings makes it third down and 15 with that tackle for loss on the quarterback.
Their fourth sack, their eighth tackle for loss. Again, the pressure by this Boone Central Newman Grove defense, and now it's third and long here.
Clock at a minute 15 to go, third period of play. Third period has virtually been all Ashland Greenwood on the field offensively, but only one score to show for it, and they needed four. Back to pass. Long pass, and trying to come back for it was Craven, but he was held up over there, but no penalty. That was just great defense by Wyatt Mazur, preventing Craven to get to the football at about the 25-yard line.
And one of the things I like to see when we're looking at defensive backs, and Ashland Greenwood might be throwing up some why isn't this pass interference call. Well, Wyatt makes a great play because he turns his head and looks for the ball. So many defensive backs, and it's an automatic flag if you're me, don't turn their head and look for the football.
And after all that, it ends in a punt. At least it looks like it. As Still is in to do the punting, standing at his 40. Rugby-style kick, side over, and Missouri's got it inside the 18-yard line. Out to the 25, Missouri, 35-40. Wyatt Mazur could take it home. He's at the 30. Mazur, 20, 15, 10. Wyatt Mazur takes it to the house. 40-14. Boone Central Lumen Grove on top of the Blue Jays.
80 yards, and it's special teams play where I really think that this game has all advantage Boone Central Newman Grove. Look at Wyatt Mazur on this return. He gets to the outside, but then his patience here, and then he's got great vision. And the blockers, how the blockers are all set up there running down the field with him. Wyatt Mazur waits for his blockers to peel a block off for him, gives him an easy path to the end zone. Great run back, 80-yard touchdown. Now we can add another tally for Wyatt Mazur on his day.
Kennedy in to try the extra point, trying to make it 41-14. Assuming they don't go to the fake and go for two like they did before. As Kettler had the touchdown or the two-point pass. Kick is up, kick is good, and it is 41-14. Boone Central Newman Grove sticks a fork in it. We'll see. 30 seconds away from the kickoff on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
41 seconds to go in the third period of play as Boone Central Newman Grove just took the air out of the balloon that was being puffed up by Ashland Greenwood. Ashland Greenwood came out in the second half knowing they needed to make a defensive stand, and they did, and got a turnover. Then they got a second turnover. They got 7 points off the first one, nothing off the second one. They had to punt, and not only that, it was a punt return for a touchdown by Wyatt Mazur.
Wyatt Mazur went over to the sidelines after the punt return and immediately went down with the cramp. They took him over to the far sideline, and it appears that they're getting him back into the lineup there, but he was over there with the trainers for a little bit after that that long punt return.
He's up by 26-27. He's probably saying, Coach, how's the crowd taking it? Kickoff goes inside the five-yard line, back the other way now for Ashland Greenwood. That is Grell with the return out to the 27-yard line, and he'll get covered over there by Wyatt Mazur. So he wasn't milking it.
We just had to get some oxygen.
You got him on the return team too. Amazing. I mean, return defense team. First and 10, Ashland Greenwood. We'll see if they're any worse for the wear. Going to the spread again. Kudamilka under center. Wides both ways. One of them is Nicholson, or Washburn rather, and he'll get it out of the slot out to the 35-yard line, complete for a gain of 7 yards. Second down, 3 coming.
And that's been an effective play call, and I'm surprised they haven't gone to that more. That's going to be Washburn's 6th reception for well over 75 yards, and it's produced about an average of 12 yards a play.
Back to pass, and handoff goes straight up the middle. And that was Kudamilka, and he gets the first down, and that'll move the chains. And the clock at 3 seconds. If they're lucky, they'll get one more play here. Every play being vital, but they will get the wind with them in the fourth quarter. I don't know if that means a whole heck of a lot at this point. But now they let it count down, and that is the end of quarter number 3. And the end of 3, Boone Central Lumen Grove continues in the lead by a score of 41-14 over Ashland Greenwood. And we'll be back in a minute with quarter 4 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com coverage of the C1 State Championship.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
First and 10. First play of the fourth quarter. Ashland Greenwood now is heading from south to north under the lights at Memorial Stadium on Tom Osborne Field. And a lot of these young men are going to soak up the last 15 minutes of their high school careers. There are 9 seniors that I can tell who are listed as starters on Ashland Greenwood. And just about as many, more than that, 16 seniors on the Cardinal squad. And, you know, life could be worse than any of your football career on Tom Osborne Field, you know. Here comes the first down play. Pistol formation. Fake the handoff now on the counter the other way, and Nicholson will get the ball across the 40. Ball pops out, running the other way for the touchdown is Mangus, I believe. Keaton Henry. Keaton Henry picked the ball up, goes the other way, touchdown defensively for the Cardinals. And here we go, 47-14. We're not at the running clock yet, but we can see it from here.
Watch Henry on this replay. Doesn't pop out straight, sees the ball, strips the ball, and takes it the other way. He just stripped the ball right out of Nicholson's hands and takes it to the house. Good heads-up play, good vision, good awareness.
Here comes the conversion attempt, and the straight-on kick goes straight on through. No, it does not either. Goes off wide one way or the other. I couldn't tell, but the score remains 47-14, and we'll be back in a half a minute as we close out the C1 season here at the State Championship Memorial Stadium on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
So a defensive score this time by Boone Central Newman Grove. They've had some defensive takeaways, but that was the only one where they eliminated the middleman and took it in all by themselves. That was Henry, the tight end. And Ashlyn Greenwood has got to be thinking, we're about having enough fun here at Tom Osborne Field. It's time to go back home.
Well, I tell you what, Craig, when do we look at this 2014 NCAA football championships, you're thinking, well, when are we going to get maybe that close competitive game? This is turning into what we've seen all week so far here from Memorial Stadium. Another potential blowout on our hands here in the fourth quarter.
Ashlyn Greenwood beat Cozad 34-7, and Boone Central Newman Grove beat Kearney Catholic 34-7 to get here. They couldn't have been any more evenly matched score-wise. Here comes the kickoff. Grell takes it at the 10, 15, 20, out to the 32-yard line, and he will be hemmed in there. And one of the guys putting the final kiss on him was Wyatt Mazur. Now you're just showing off, Wyatt. My goodness, he's thrown for touchdowns, he's run for touchdowns, he's run from scrimmage, and he has run from a punt return.
Does he have the keys to the bus?
He probably changed the oil on the bus coming down. Kudamilka comes up under center, wings both were actually kind of a stacked wide out wing formation to the right, rolls that way into the flat. He's got Grill. And Grill out at the 37-yard line is about halfway to a first down. It'll be second down and 5 for Ashlyn Greenwood. Now, next game, we have Omaha Scott against Elkhorn. And Scott beats Scott's Bluff 28-7. Here comes the pitch. And Nicholson has it to the left. Gets across the 35, but not much more than that. And so maybe Nicholson wasn't the key after all. But what I was going to say was the margin. Scott beat Scott's Bluff 28-7. Elkhorn beat McCook 24-10. So, again, two teams coming in. This is our evening game, so we hope you come back for that. Grell in motion right. They pitch left. Nicholson has the corner at about the 43-yard line, and that ought to be enough for a first down for Ashlyn Greenwood.
Going back to our Omaha Scott Elkhorn matchup that we've got coming up later tonight on ESPN Superstations. Remember, they met in the last week of the regular season, Craig, and it was a 24-21 Scott victory. So still holding out hope that we might get our competitive game.
We'll see. Trips wide right side. Craven lone wide out to the left side. They fire again, set up the screen, and coming back is Washburn across the 50-yard line. And he'll get about 6 or 7 on the play. It'll set up a second down. And I'm looking for the spot. I'm looking for the spot yet. And it looks like a second down and 3 yards to go. Ball at the 49 of Boone Central Newman Grove. Kudamilka has a slot man inside left, and that is Nicholson. He's also got Washburn just beyond him and Craven just beyond him, all to the left side. One wide out to the right side. And in the pistol, they fake the sweep. Back to pass, Kudamilka, and he fires across the middle, and it is in and out of the hands of Washburn, and a penalty marker comes in, or Craven, rather, the intended receiver. And a penalty marker comes in, and we'll see if they're going to get Keaton Henry on pass interference out of the linebacker spot, covering Craven.
And if it's pass interference, Craig, that was really a late flag to come in.
They're going to mark it in favor of Ashland Greenwood. And
they do call pass interference.
I think it is pass interference. Wow. I didn't see anything else.
And I only say that because, you know, it's pass interference calls are generally, refs are right on, and it's sort of a bang-bang situation. That came in really late.
10-11 to go in this one. Washburn in motion to the right side. They'll pitch it back to him. Option pass. Washburn fires. He's got a man in it. The man, unfortunately, has a red jersey on. And it's Kennedy coming down with the interception. He was going for Ben Still on the right side downfield. But Kennedy came up and picked it off. And that'll be another ill-fated drive. I said Kennedy Kramer, I mean.
Yeah.
And it'll be another ill-fated drive for Ashland Greenwood.
I almost wonder if they're just starting to kind of go into their bag of tricks maybe just a little bit here.
Well.
Some of those plays that don't normally get run.
That's one they might want to leave out of the bag next time. I formation, in fact, Maryland I. Mazur keeps it himself. Reverses field, cuts up across the 15-20. Mazur out to the 25-30 yard line. He kind of led up there and then said, hey, no whistle, and I'm still standing. So he gets it another 5-6 yards downfield all the way out to the 33-yard line.
And that's Wyatt Mazur, unbelievable afternoon so far rushing the football. He has, not so quietly in terms of Ashland Greenwood, he's put up 223 yards. We'll see what that last carry brings him up to. But yeah, over 200 yards rushing, 100 yards through the air, 300 yards of total offense, and it's all coming Wyatt Mazur.
He's a senior. Single wide out right side, I formation, pitch this time. Goes to Brueger. Brueger's got it across the 39-40-yard line. And it will bring up second down and a fairly manageable 4 yards to go as they spot the ball just inside the 40 of Boone Central Newman Grove.
And that's only Brueger's fourth carry of the football game so far as a senior. I think maybe we can expect to see a little bit more Brueger here as this fourth quarter rolls along. And again, he has had a bad season. He's over 600 yards on the year with 8 touchdowns.
Clock ticking to 9 minutes. I formation, wide right side. Busted play. Mazur keeps it himself, looking for somebody to hand off to, and they didn't want it, so he says, I'll get the first down by myself, and he does, out to the 45.
And you look at this Boone Central Newman Grove team as they just sort of wind it down the clock. They're keeping that football on the ground. Arnie Johnson, again, in his 27th year, he coached several successful Boone Central football teams, but it wasn't until they collaborated with Boone Central Newman Grove now that they've been in the state playoffs for 3 times and back here at the state championship game looking to win their first state title as a collaborated school.
Wind the clock now, and again, Maryland I, 3 backs deep, and Mazur is just going to let the clock wind down. 3 seconds on the play clock, snaps it now, and the quick trap gets about 3 yards. So you can tell now the quarterback is standing there until 2 seconds to go in the play clock. Is they're just as anxious to get out of here as anybody, start celebrating and not have any injuries.
It's got to be one of the most difficult things on the winning sideline right now, or I guess on the leading sideline, is seeing that clock with 8 minutes, and it's something that you've worked all season for, and you're finally here, but it's still 8 minutes away.
Mazur sends one man wide to the left side, an I formation. And I think that's still Brueger dotting the I as one man comes in motion, the wide out from the left side to the right side. They pitch it. Brueger leaves it on the carpet. It's not Brueger. That's not Brueger. That is Damian Backus leaves it on the carpet, falls on it, and he'll lose a yard or so. Cottrell with the tackle. Second down coming.
We're going to get a flag for illegal motion.
Now what do you do? I think you decline that one. I think you declined that one. Let's see. motion, and they do decline that one.
It's the right call to bring up a third down. You got to get a stop.
First time the Ashland Glidewood coaches have listened to me all day long.
Yeah. You don't want to give yourself second down and just have them continue to run the football. That's a good decision there by the Blue Jays.
All right, here's the spot. Third down, 7 to go. Ball at the 47-yard line of Boone Central Newman Grove. Two backs in the backfield with Major. Glidden in motion right to left. Now cuts across in front of the quarterback, back to pass after the snap. Fires. There's Glidden. He's got it. First down, out of bounds at the 43-yard line of Ashland Greenwood.
And for Boone Central and Newman Grove, it just looks so crisp. Their offense has looked so clean all game long. And right there, Glidden, one of the things I've seen a lot in football is receivers not getting past the first down sticks on a pass play. That time he knows where they are, gets the first down for Boone Central.
Wallen split out wide to the right now as he's a reserve coming in and playing at this point in the ball game. A handoff goes to the tailback on a short pitch, and he cuts it back up the middle. And again, that was Backus on the carry. And he will gain a net of 4 yards. Second down, 6 coming for Boone Central Newman Grove. Clock at 7:01 until the end of this one. And the Cardinals become the state champions, Nebraska C1. Here's the pitch. Brueger this time left side. Turns on the jets. Cuts it into the 27-yard line where he's tackled after the first down.
It almost looks like Ashland Greenwood is... They're tired. I mean, they've been on the field quite a bit from that defensive standpoint. They've been getting run out against by Mazur, by Brueger all game long. And now we're just seeing Boone Central Newman Grove offensive line really dominate at will against Ashland Greenwood.
Kind of like don't hurt us anymore, Hammer. Justin Lee split out wide to the right side. And he is relatively new in here as they're using some substitutes now. And the handoff goes to Backus left side on the counter play, and he encounters some resistance at the 20. Ball may have scored it out. Let's see. They're winding the clock.
Mm-hmm.
No turnover. And so Boone's Central Newman Grove will hang on to the ball and face a second down and nearly 5 yards to go. The ball spotted at the 22-yard line of Ashland Greenwood. I formation. Mazur checks things out. Everybody's in tight. I formation. Handoff tailback. That's Brueger. He'll get the first down and then gets pushed back. I think they gave him forward motion momentum all the way beyond the 18-yard line where he needed to be, and now they move the chains. Thanks to Tom Dinsdale Automotive, corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, and DinsdaleAuto.com for being one of our playoff football presenting sponsors, as well as Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, HuskerPowerProducts.com. First and 10 for Boone Central Newman Grove. Wide out left side, otherwise straight eye, everybody in tight. And Mazur keeps it himself. He tries the right side, and the right side says, "Nah." Another presenting sponsor, AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts, located in Kearney and online at agxcel.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil. Well, good practice. Made a pretty good championship game for Boone Central Newman Grove today, as they did everything they possibly could, capitalized on the other guy's errors and made some breaks of their own. Second down, 9. Mazur hands it off to the up man, Mark O'Brien, 5'9", 155-pound senior. So some of the seniors who weren't starters are in there now for Arnie Johnson.
And going back to Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays, Craig, it's their second state championship appearance. as we wind down the clock now, probably their second state runner-up. But there's a lot of good things to look forward to with this C1 ball club, especially when they've got a sophomore running back that put on the display that he did today, getting over 120 yards and two touchdowns in this football game. They have a lot to look forward to moving forward here.
All right, third down and about four to go. Mazur keeps the ball on a drag pattern. He hits his tight end, goes into the end zone. Ball squirts out. Did he cross the plane with the ball or not?
Referee on the far sideline signals signal touchdown.
And so Boone Central Newman Grove does score on the pass to Colton Pelster. The running back, 5'9", 210, another senior, getting some playing time. And not only that, Ma scored the touchdown in the state championship game. Now there is a reserve kicker coming in. Let's see who that is. And kick is up, and it's high, and I think that one is
whistled.
I'm not even going to guess anymore.
It was whistled dead that time.
Whistle dead, I can do. The reserve kicker is Connor Johnson. Connor is just a sophomore, so it's nice to see that from the standpoint of Boone Central Lumen Grove, they can get some underclassmen in there to practice under game conditions those skill positions. Okay. So now the ball is going to kneel at the 9-yard line. Technically half the distance to the goal, since technically it's spotted at the 2 or 3. And there is the snap. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And so the sophomore puts one on the board for the good old Cardinal. And we'll be back in 30 seconds with the kickoff on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Your score, the Cardinals 54, the Blue Jays 14, a running clock when we get back.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AGXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
3:57 to go. We'll have a running clock for the last just under 4 minutes here in the state C1 championship, which will be won. We can now project it will be won by Boone Central Newman Grove over Ashland Greenwood by a 40-point margin. And so we continue to have some lopsided decisions here in the championship game. We're kind of looking forward to the Class B tonight between Omaha Scott Catholic and Elkhorn. Explain why.
Yeah, well, it's going to be two teams with very similar styles offensively. We're not going to see anything flashy, any big, long pass plays. I mean, maybe one or two that might break the game open, but two teams very similar in nature, and I'll get to more of that in a minute.
So if you want, tune in about 7 o'clock tonight for a short pregame. Kickoff slated for 7:15 here at Memorial Stadium. And coming out with it is Washburn again gets it out across the 30-yard line to about the 31. And Ashland Greenwood, for their seniors on offense, this could be the last series that they see as Blue Jays.
Going back to that Class B game that we're going to get the chance to do here at 7:15, Elkhorn, kind of the Cinderella so far here in the state football playoffs. They're a 7 seed going up against 1 seed. But like we mentioned in this game, they played earlier this season, the last game of the regular season, and Scott only won by 3 points. So could be a good close game again.
Washburn goes wide to the right side. Craven is the slot man inside of him. And Kudemelka under center. Handoff. Nope, he fakes the handoff. They go option left side. He'll keep it. Ball on the ground, and the ball is still loose. And Nicholson might have gotten over there to save it for Ashland Greenwood. I think he did. And Kudemilka put the ball on the ground, I think unofficially, the third time tonight.
And again, Nicholson, good heads-up play there. He gets in there. The Number three there for Boone Central Newman Grove. We have an injury on the field?
No, I don't think so. I think we got a... I don't know what we got here. So, we got the seniors walking off the field for Ashland Greenwood because Schuster came out on crutches to get the other seniors, and I think we're just going to have a raft of underclassmen now coming on, and we're going to take a timeout here, but I don't know how long here. Let's take a minute. We'll be back in 1 minute with the final 2 minutes and 28 seconds in this ball game on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back in 60 seconds.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve
under
the earth for you.
Under center for Ashland Greenwood is Eric Kosuski, and he pitches to the right side, and it goes to Austin McWilliams. He gets a nice run for a first down, well, close to a first down, and it's going to bring up a third down now. It was second down. It was going to be second down when the seniors were taken out of the ball game, and now Kosuski under center for a third down, and not much to go, and the handoff goes again to McWilliams, and he'll get hammered right at the line of scrimmage, but I think he will get the first down.
And here you see.
I think he will.
Here you see Boone Central Newman Grove continuing to rotate some players in, getting some players some state championship experience onto Memorial Field.
If there ever comes a day when the underclassmen come out and start taking selfies, then you know we've gone way too far with this social media thing. But so far, that has not happened. But mentally, they're taking selfies. I'm on Tom Osborne Field. Back to pass. Kosuski fires. And it is going to be almost intercepted. Almost intercepted by Blaine Kennedy. 6'2", 160-pound junior defensive back. And it'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. On the incompletion, they start and stop the clock very quickly because, remember, we're still in a running clock situation. Boone Central Newman Grove way out front, 54-14 in the final minute of C1 football for the 2013-2014 season. I guess just 2014 season. It's not like basketball. It doesn't cross a year. And into the flat, it is taken by Kyle Crane. Jacob Tien. And Tien gets a couple of yards. A flag is down. Or is it? Maybe not. There's just a lot of substitutes going in and out. Not a lot of setting the offense. And, again, they hand it off to McWilliams, and McWilliams gets inside the 45. That's enough for a first down, and it's 9 seconds to go. And here come the Cardinals to greet one another. They are literally beside themselves out there as there's about 22 guys on the field, and that's it. Listen to them. There's the crowd from across the way. Boone Central Newman Grove, your 2014 C1 state football champions. So crowned this afternoon at Memorial Stadium on Tom Osborne Field. They're all going to get medals, and so will Ashland Greenwood. Both teams with fine seasons. Neither one of them tasted defeat all season long, but this afternoon, Boone Central Newman Grove had their hands on the throttle and were able to capitalize on turnovers where they needed to respond to touchdown drives when they needed to, and come out 40 points ahead of Ashland Greenwood this afternoon in the state championship. Let's take a two-minute timeout here, and we'll be back to wrap things up on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
Well, it's all over here at Memorial Stadium for the C1 State Championship. That crown will be worn by the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals. 54-14 winners over the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays. And they are at the center of the field gathering around their coach, Arnold Johnson. And the presentation platform is right below us here. From the media center at Tom Osborne Field Memorial Stadium. And it'll be Ashland Greenwood getting their runner-up medals first. And then, of course, the red-bearing Cardinals will come over for their championship medals. We're now into the portion of the broadcast that we call the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back into it, so schedule your appointment. And let's take this opportunity right now within that to bring you the wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up into one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau. In Kearney. So with the scoring wrap-up, here's Tyson Haveronic.
Well, for Boone Central Newman Grove, it started off very early in this football game after taking advantage of a short punt after a three and out for Ashland Greenwood. It was Wyatt Mazur to Zach Gilden for an 8-yard touchdown pass, a fade pattern in the corner of the end zone. It almost looked deja vu with four minutes and 5 seconds to go in the first quarter when they did the same pattern, but this time it was to Travis Kennedy, 19 yards out. Boone Central Newman Grove was up 13-0. Then we thought we had a little bit of a ball game there for a while after Trevor Nicholson ran the ball in from 12 yards out, made it 13-7. But Boone Central Newman Grove, as they did very often in this football game, struck quick. 16 seconds later, with 16 seconds to go in the first quarter, Wyatt Mazur took off for 65 yards, showed blazing speed, and put the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals up 21-7. They would cash in on a two-point conversion. Wyatt Mazur then, after a fumble by Ashland Greenwood, took the ball 35 yards for a touchdown on a three-play 45-yard drive. It only took 35 seconds off the clock. It was 28-7, and that was still with 9 minutes and 35 seconds left to go in the second quarter. 8 minutes later, Boone Central Newman Grove finds themselves back in the red zone again. A handoff to Joseph Brueger. He goes 9 yards for the score. The extra point was blocked, giving Ashland Greenwood maybe a little bit of a victory there right before halftime. 34-7. Then we go into the second half, and for a while there, it looked like Ashland Greenwood was climbing back into this football game. They forced a turnover on the very first offensive play for Boone Central Newman Grove. Eight plays, 40 yards later, Trevor Nicholson again goes 5 yards for the scoring scamper, his second rushing touchdown on the game. It's 34-14. Boone Central Newman Grove then drives but fumbles the football again, and way in the red zone. Ashland Greenwood put on a very long drive but was forced to punt about midfield. Wyatt Mazur handles the ball at the 17-yard line, and he had 2 touchdowns through the air. He had 2 touchdowns on the ground. Why don't we give him a special teams touchdown? 83 yards. Wyatt Mazur goes to the house. It's 41-14, and that would wrap up the third quarter. We headed to the fourth quarter there, where Keaton Henry strips Nicholson on a play and goes 42 yards for a fumble, what they're calling a fumble recovery. The extra point was no good. It was 47-14 for the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals. And then late in the football game, senior Colton Pelster, who has been a defensive specialist for the Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals, had 137 tackles before he came into this football game. Well, he got in on the offensive act, catching an 11-yard touchdown pass. That made it 54-14. And that was your ball game as far as the scoring is concerned. 54-14, Boone Central Newman Grove is your Class C1 state champions.
And that wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up into one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. We'll be back with the rest of the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show after this one-minute timeout on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game report, we gave you the wrap-up on the scoring. We'll get you individual stats here in just a moment. Boone Central Newman Grove, the 2014 champs, were runners-up in 2012, and they got beat out. Here, I just happened to notice this. They got beat out in the semis last year by Cozad, 35-7, then turned the tables and beat Cozad, I think it was 34-7 this past year. To get here. So sometimes what goes around comes around, right? Ashland Greenwood, runner-up in 2013, runner-up in 2014 as well. But you know what? There's a lot of teams would love to be back-to-back runners-up as well. So hats off to Ashland Greenwood, and congratulations to the new C1 state champs. Let's take a look at the individual stats of the players who built those championships and runners-up claims.
Well, again, for Boone Central Newman Grove, it was the Wire Missouri show here this afternoon. Rushing the football is where he was probably most impressive on the stat line. 18 attempts for 250 yards and 2 touchdowns. He had a long run of 65 yards, averaging 13.9 yards per carry. In the air, Wyatt Mazur was 10 of 14 for 128 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. If you're doing the math at home, that's a quarterback rating of 204, by the way. Pretty impressive. I'm kind of disappointed I didn't start him on my fantasy football team. For the receivers for Boone Central Newman Grove, Zach Gilden led the way with 3 receptions for 54 yards, 1 touchdown. Travis Kennedy had 3 receptions for 44 yards and a touchdown. And then Colton Pelster with that one lone reception for an 11-yard touchdown for the senior. For the Ashland Greenwood Blue Jays, Trent Nicholson had 23 attempts for 120 yards, 2 touchdowns in this football game. And again, he's just a sophomore, so a lot to look forward to for the rest of his career here at Ashland Greenwood. as far as throwing the football. Bryce Kudmelka.
Kudmelka.
I'm struggling with that all of a sudden. He goes 9 of 15 for 84 yards. No touchdowns through the air, leading the receiving for Ashland Greenwood. Corey Washburn, 7 receptions for 80 yards as his senior career comes to an end. As far as the defensive stats here, we'll just name you a couple big defensive stat leaders. Colton Pelster for Boone Central Newman Grove, who had the touchdown reception, actually led it in total tackles as well. 11 tackles, 1 tackle for loss. And Brent Jansen, whose name we called quite a bit in this football game, had 9 tackles, 2 sacks, 3 tackles for loss, and a forced fumble on the day. So pretty impressive stats for the Boone Central Newman Grove defense. Ashland Greenwood's leading tacker, well, Kudamilka had 8 tackles, as well as Tyler Craven had 8 tackles. And then also impressive was Ryan Schuster. Before his injury, he led the team in tackles with 6 total tackles, 1 sack, 1 tackle for loss. But again, 54-14 is your final score there. And we should also mention the punt return as well from Missouri for Ashland Greenwood.
And so as the team pictures that will show up at a number of class reunions in decades to come are being taken on the field, and the medals are being handed out now for the state champion Boone Central Newman Grove Cardinals. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back into it. Schedule your appointment. That's going to do it. Remember, our high school playoff coverage continues in just a bit over an hour from now. We'll take the air at about 7 tonight for the final game of the day, final game of the tournament at 7 when it's Class B, Elkhorn and Omaha Scutt. Brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road, Grand Island, DinsdaleAuto.com. Husker Power Products, Irrigation and Industrial Engines, Pumps and Generators, HuskerPowerProducts.com. And by AgXL, your precision fertilizer application experts located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. AgXL, where precision meets the soil. So, for Stacy Johns, our producer, back at the studios, and Tyson Hebronic, my sidekick, this is Craig Eckert. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in a little bit for the Class B Championship. Again, the Cardinals of Boone Central Newman Grove, 54-14 winners and state champions over Ashland Greenwood. We'll see you next time.
To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Of great receivers.
Well, Pierre Garçon put up big numbers. DeSean Jackson was